He did.
What happened in America?
Well, we steamed your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Hey everybody, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Sorry about that. Madhouse Radio's back on. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're here, everybody. We're ready to do a show. Milkman is not present at the time. He's having some computer problems. We're having problems with the TeamSpeak, so our normal conference is not working right now, unfortunately. Sucks, huh? Well, hopefully we get that fixed soon. Milkman is going to shortly.
Recorded live.
All right. I see Brandon Vegas is joining in. What's up, Brandon? Tell me you can hear me at least.
Hello.
All right, good. Brandon's listening. Okay, so we're here. We're ready to do a show. Everybody, if you're ready, you know how to get a hold of us tonight. You can reach me, Carlito. This is Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers, Madhouse
right.
Radio. Sorry, I lost my temper, AMD. It's been a rough day. Milkman is here. Milkman, what's going on? It's your turn.
Right.
Just in time. As always, a four-time domino champion of the Virgin Islands. Milkman is here. What's up, man?
Hey, and Carlito, my brother, my fellow little the Madhouse. Welcome. Thank you so much for having me back. And I'd like to say Happy New Year 2000 to all our friends out there across the planet, every Madhouse.
Yeah. That's
ready
right.
For some kick-ass fun and a new year of new surprises, because we got a lot of fun coming at you. Don't we, big guy?
Yeah, we do. We do have a lot of fun, a lot of fun times, a lot of good times. It is a new year. It is 2008, and we made it through to 2008. Promises to be a fun year. Merry Christmas to everybody. I haven't been on since before Christmas, man. That is a long time, so it's good to be back. As I said before, AOL, Yahoo Messenger users, Madhouse Radio, and if you're using MSN Messenger, MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com. You can also be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. If you miss those, you can find our different ways to contact us and try subscribe to the podcast and whatnot, all that stuff. Listen to our pranks. Listen to our shows. Also, be sure to listen to Syndicate Radio, SyndicateRadio.tv, the official sponsor of the first hour of the show. No, seriously, Syndicate Radio has us on. We love you, Syndicate. I got to get on the ball. I'm going to be running the podcast for Syndicate here shortly. So all you Syndicate hosts who are listening now, make sure that you can get a hold of me as soon as you can so we can get that handled. I got to go into the Syndicate forums and get all the instructions out to the hosts who want to be involved in doing a podcast. It's been really successful for Madhouse, and I expect it to be even more successful for the venerable stable, which is Syndicate Radio. And me and Milkman both are both very happy to be a part of Syndicate Radio. That's right.
Hey, thanks a lot, all you guys over there. You guys are doing a great job.
That's right.
Ooh, thank you.
All right, good.
Oh, man.
Those feel good, don't they? Yeah. All right, so if you want to... also, we're on the mount.
Wow.
98.6 the mount.
98.6
the mount.
Milkman, what is that toll-free line, brother?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. We got your dime. You just give us a time and you dial up 888-278-8509. That's 888-278-509. And bring the show live.
Wow, that's really choppy. We should not have upped the codec because you're actually choppy now. Anyway, it's 888-278-8509 is what Milkman tried to say. And, maybe we can run it at
back
half.
Back off my game a little bit. That's probably my mic.
Maybe if we go down to 26, it'll sound good, but it'll be not as choppy. Because you sounded good under the slower codec, to be honest with you. You sounded better than this. I'd rather have you not as high bandwidth.
Well, I think my mic going in have been a little bit hot. So I'm going to back it off a little bit and see how that works.
Damn it. Damn it. I'm getting bad news here. Apparently Zolar, and I tried to make it on here as soon as I could. But apparently we lost we lost our feature on the Syndicate webpage because the cam was not up in time. That sucks. Damn it, man.
Oh,
damn,
my.
Damn, man. I screwed up big time. I'm going to be fired from Syndicate now. And yeah, it was good running with y'all. Sorry, man.
Okay,
it's over. Anyway, so we're here, as I said, tonight. I don't see Lonesome Loser anywhere. That's not a good sign. But I'm sure that we have show to do nonetheless.
Where is Zelonesome?
Who do we have in here now? See, we have Tuck. We have AMD. Let me turn AMD on now. AMD, it's been a long time since we've talked to you, brother. How you doing?
Hello, Carly. How are you doing?
Good, man. Man, we haven't heard from you.
Good.
Haven't heard, you sound great right now. And I haven't heard from you in like a year, brother. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. How's it been?
I know, it's been a while. It's been a while. But I'm back here and I've got two ladies with me as well. Hang on. Say hello, ladies.
Hey.
All right.
So, yeah.
Ladies.
They popped down. They had to say hello. So, you know.
Good. Oh, hi, ladies.
Hey.
Hey. All right. Hey. Nothing wrong with ladies. Okay, so. Yeah, they're having a tickle fight over there. Watch out.
Say hello, ladies. Over there, Carlos. What's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
We're good over here. I'm sorry, ma'am. Excuse me. Just want to announce here, for those of you who care, 96% of the caucuses are in from the Iowa caucus today. Barack Obama is taking the Iowa caucus with a 38% vote. John Edwards, number two, with 30%. And surprisingly, Hillary Clinton with a 29% result. That's with 96% of the results in, of the polls, 96% of the precincts reporting. So apparently Barack is moving on to a commanding lead in the beginning of the primaries for the 2008. And I understand that CNN has projected Mike Huckabee on the Republican side to take the caucus in Iowa. So the front runners at this time are Mike Huckabee and Obama. I'm happy with Barack Obama taking the Democratic nomination, so that is good news, nonetheless. Although I will be boycotting the Florida Democratic primary this year because I'm not happy with the Democratic Party right now. I believe I will be boycotting them. So there's your news. News break. There you go. That's the news.
That's some terrible politics, you know, hermano. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, well. Yeah, hey, you know what I saw today? Have you ever seen the documentary or heard of it? Either of you, AMD, anybody here, Milkman? The Smartest Guys in the Room, it's a story of Enron. You ever heard of that? Seen it? Heard of it? It's a good documentary.
Nope, never.
Man, that ought to be exciting.
Yeah, well, check it out. It's good. It's a very good deal. Very good deal. Is that the real Reclude?
Well, I always forget everything everywhere, you know.
Yeah. Reclude, if that's you, send me a message on Yahoo real quick. Confirm if you're in. I'm happy to have you if you are. We're going to start doing some pranks here in a moment. Lonesome Loser is checking in. Lonesome Loser's online. The hardest working man.
Yeah. Lonesome Loser. The hardest working man. That's right.
The hardest working man in the kingdom of prank calls is Lonesome Loser. You can reach him at lonesomeloser.com. And he has sent in numbers already for the Super
Man.
And he's having a rough week, dude. I'm having a rough week, too, man. I know what you're talking about, but it's time to let it go. We have Superstition Farm. We have Fuddruckers Restaurant. Fuddruckers, those are some good-ass burgers. Build your own burger at Fuddruckers, everybody. If you have a Fuddruckers near you, I recommend you go there. Build yourself a big-ass burger. Pile it on with all that shit. Fuddruckers.com. That's FUDDRuckers.com. Hollywood's... Whoa. Slow down here, Carlos. Woody's Old Fashioned Burgers, and we also have, rounding out the top four at the beginning of the show, Lucky Duck Pizza in Deming, New Hampshire. Excellent. Any announcements, Milkman? Anything gone on? We've been off for 2 weeks since we last did the last show. It was 2 weeks ago. Did you anything you wanted to talk about or announce real quickly here before we start getting into prank calls? Anything we should discuss?
I'd like to announce a wonderful season of the Madhouse, the new 2008 series of shows. Look out, because we got a lot of surprises going on for you guys here. Me and the Big Hermano's got some major plans coming, so you guys do not fail to tune in every Thursday for some wild fun.
Yeah. Milkman has some good plans for us this year. We're excited about that. We'll just see where they go. Okay, so other than that, I think it's time to do prank calls. Getting a nice echo from AMD.
What I'm talking about.
All right, let's call this Fuddruckers restaurant. Jack Masherson, I think, is in a mood for Fuddruckers. This is in Littleton, Colorado, the high school homicide capital of the world, Littleton, Colorado. And the place is Fuddruckers. The show is Madhouse Radio, and you are stepping in it. A lot of girl giggling over there. What's going on? You guys diddling yourselves over there? Tell me, what's a play-by-play, AMD? What's going on? You sucking on nipples?
Well, I've got two birds on my bed.
Two birds?
Two birds on my bed, and, you know, they seem a bit mad.
Uh-oh.
But, like I say, you know,
oh my.
For anything, I've just seen if there's anybody that they didn't like, they want to prank tonight, but they can't really think of anybody. Anyone, girls?
Are they kicking around?
Why not?
Come on, girls.
Well, I've got a lot of the UK numbers if you want to do that. Milkman, I'll PM you the list if you want it again.
Yeah,
excellent, yes. And confirm the numbers you have for the UK, we are going to assault.
Well, I've got all the formal and everything, so give me a minute and I'll PM you it through MSN, all right?
Well, I'm excited
excellent,
about that.
Excellent.
All right, everybody, take it easy.
Excellente,
take it easy.
Excellente.
Hey. All right, Fuddruckers coming up. First prank of the night.
Thank you for calling Fuddruckers. This is Allie. How can I help you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Fuddruckers?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a question. You guys have those all-you-can-eat burgers, right?
No.
But I heard you guys, you can go in and you have all-you-can-eat something special.
No, sir. We have the sliders, which is little tiny burgers, and you can order 4, 6, or 8 of them, or more.
Is this Fuddruckers?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to build your own burger. You can make it really big. And
we do have your build your own burger, yes, sir.
So what can I put on a burger? Like, what's the condiments?
We have ketchup, honey mustard, mayonnaise. We have everything fresh in the produce, which is lettuce, tomato, onions, jalapenos, pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo, that's funny.
And we also have our fudge cheeses.
All right, so I want to make a hamburger. I'm going to build my own burger. I want to have
okay, wait 1 second. Are you going to...
Three?
Are you making an order?
Yeah.
Okay, let me transfer you to someone real fast.
Who are you transferring to?
Somebody that's at the cashier.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
They long for the joy of tantalizing the taste buds of satisfied burger connoisseurs. With a perfect mix of tangy...
Get your hamburger.
Garden fresh onions and heavenly jalapenos reinforced with red hot. They know this is the pinnacle, the highest of hamburger heights. Make the dream of a hamburger come true and discover hamburger perfection with the Inferno Burger. Only at Fuddruckers.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the movie Idiocracy. Hello?
1 second.
Hey, is this the one?
Anybody seen the movie Idiocracy? There's a funny reference to Fuddruckers in it. Be sure to check that out. If you like Office Space, you will like Idiocracy. If you loved Office Space, you will like Idiocracy. That's an honest assessment of the movie. It's from by Matt Judge, who made Office Space as well as King of the Hill.
All right, what can I get for you, sir?
Is this the order department?
Yes, sir.
Is this the one I talked to earlier?
Yes, sir.
Can I apologize that I had that noise that I made.
No, that's all right.
My thing is I'm diabetic. I have type 3 diabetes, right? And I get indigestion, and sometimes it just comes out in the middle of my talking. So I wasn't trying to be rude.
No, that's all right, sir.
But I just was, you know. You got your pen and paper handy?
Yes, sir.
You ready to take down some water?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I want... I want to build my own burger.
Half-pound burger?
I want to build my own burger.
Okay.
I want 3 meat. How big? You have half, quarter-pound patties, or how big are they?
Yes, we have a third, a half, 2/3, and 1 pound.
I'd like 3 half-pound patties.
3 of the half-pound? Okay, how would you like those cooked?
Medium well.
Medium well?
Hang on a second. I weigh 382 pounds, so I don't like it.
Will you just say that one more time, please?
Uh-huh. I weigh 282 pounds, so I like eating them.
Alright, 1 second, sir. Your connection is really bad. Let me put you on hold real fast and move to a different phone because it might be mine.
No, I'm just eating. It's what's the problem? Budrucker's gift card. Graduation. Budrucker's gift card. Promotion. I almost just choked on pizza. See? It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Having fun there, milkman? What's going on? You're quiet. You butt fucker. This better go somewhere quick. I'm going to hang up.
Thanks for holding. This is Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
I think so. I was talking to someone, but she didn't know how to use the phone.
She was saying she was having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, because I was eating when I was talking to her.
Yeah, well, that would explain it.
What was that supposed to mean?
I mean, well, if you're chewing, sometimes they can't distinguish the words between one between the other. That would explain.
I can't hear you.
I can understand you clearly.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. You gotta check my order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You'll have half-pound patties, right?
Uh-huh.
Like three of those.
Okay, you just want the patties or the burgers?
Just the patties. Bear with me, because I'm building my own burger. You guys make this big deal, so don't give me any guff.
No.
Don't give me any, don't get snippy, like my friend Dr. Lego would say.
Alright.
Well, we got cheddar cheese.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna slice of cheddar cheese and American cheese in between the two, two of those in between the patties.
Okay, so you want them in the middle.
Yeah. On top, I want mayo and mustard and onion.
Okay, all that we put on the, or rather, at Fuddruckers, the concept is build your own burgers. So all that is available for you when you come in. You can just put whatever you like. I have a full protein bar.
I'm coming in. I can't come in. I'm in a wheelchair. I can't come in. Just come through the drive-thru.
Okay, we don't have a
drive-thru,
sir.
Well, we have a curbside... Yeah! You got a curbside pickup, right?
We don't have curbside pickup anymore. I'll make a special arrangement for you.
Yeah, because I was reading here, I'm disabled. You're supposed to accommodate me.
We accommodate you with means to get in the building, yes. We don't do curbside anymore.
Do you know I play golf?
I will do it for you.
Do you know, ma'am, do you know that I play golf with Mr. Fuddruckers?
There is no Mr. Fuddruckers. It's a corporation, sir.
I actually play golf with him, though.
Okay, well, what's his name?
Mr. Fuddruckers.
Okay, I'm afraid. Okay.
You sound like you have big teeth. How big are them choppers?
I'm afraid my teeth are rather small. Yeah, it's one of my downfalls. I'd love to get them capped and get bigger teeth.
I think you have like an overbite. Mm. I could tell over the phone you have a nasty overbite.
Mm. Well,
you probably wanted to play the clarinet in band. But you couldn't because you're overbite, so they had to put you on the drums, didn't they?
Something like that.
Yeah. I know these things.
You're a very smart man.
I am. I'm Jack Masterson.
Well, Jack Masterson.
I play golf with Mr. Fuddruckers, Mr. McDonald's, and Mrs. Burger King. I'm a important man.
Okay.
How's your New Year going so far?
It's going all right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Does it bother you when I chew on the phone?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Not at all?
It's very loud where she's at. I went into the office so I can hear you better. I'm the manager.
God, you sound so hot, man. Mm-hmm. You sound really good. How old are you?
I'm 78.
You're 78?
Yeah, I have a young voice, though.
Oh. I like that. You know, my first sexual experience...
Oh, that's hot.
My first sexual experience was a 64-year-old. I was 17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some prowess.
Well, I was doing community service. And I had to help out with Meals on Wheels. So, this lady, I'd bring up her food. And she had me sit down. She gave me a peppermint. And we just went from there. Yeah.
Thornton?
Huh?
Thornton,
yep.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. Yep. How'd you figure it out?
Well, I figured it out a while ago, but I was going to see how far you're going to go with this.
All right, so we're cool, though, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
But you know I've been into you, right? And you don't want to do anything about it still? Why do you keep denying?
I guess I gotta do.
Well, don't do. Just let's do. Me and you need to do.
Mm-hmm. 78 chicks turn you on.
You gotta jump on it, baby. Mm-hmm. Jump on it and ride on it.
Is there anything else I can get for you?
I would like you to hang up the phone now because I'm calling the shots.
I'm going to hang up the phone now.
Because I call the shots. That's right. You do as I say.
You call the shots. You're the man. All right.
All right, lady. There we go. She was boring me. She can't even hang up the phone right. Stupid.
All right. I'm not going to eat on the air anymore. I'm sorry. That's kind of rude. I really hate... I have a pet peeve of hearing people chew loudly. So I promise I won't do that anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful, man.
And I thought it'd be fun for the show.
Of course not.
I thought it'd be fun for these purposes here. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was the first prank call in 2 weeks that we've done here. Not bad at all. I seriously almost choked on a piece of pizza in the process of that. All right. Having a good time. We have a lot of we got a lot of international numbers. I see Milkman, you have them from AMD. I also have some here from Lonesome Loser. So we're going to be calling those here in a moment. We got an international card also.
I sent you one here. This is a confirmed one as well.
Let's see. Jamie Torque in England. Excuse me.
His name is Jamie. He's from Torquay, England.
Torquay, England?
Torquay is the town.
It looks like Torquay.
Yeah.
Almost. Very close. Who else we got?
Torquay.
Okay. We also got Ada Rossi.
We're not looking for a party.
We got H.I.L. Marino in Italy. And we have Bruno Bernardo in Italy. And we have Fritz Himmler and Dieter Bondfield in Berlin, Germany. Seriously, then Lonesome Loser's coming in with Italian and German numbers. I don't know. How were our rates to those countries?
Oh, my God. Those wouldn't be too bad. Hopefully, they'll speak English. So as long as he's confirming their English ones, we ought to have a little bit of fun with them.
I'm sure he is. He's probably asking stuff in English.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a German girlfriend.
Man,
I hope I pass my drug test today. Man, I hope I pass my drug test today.
Hey, I've been practicing my German too. So.
Oh, good. I've been practicing my Italian, so we're good to go. All right, so let me call this one you sent me. And
hey,
everybody,
me too, man. Hey, good.
Everybody else out there, if you want to send us a prank request, we do those for you tonight for free. You can private message me that in the chat room, right here. If you're in the chat room right now, you see me. Hey, it's me. Send me a private message with your prank call request. You can call in if you want. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. And you can also message that on Madhouse Radio if you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're on MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. Or go to madhouselive.com, the homepage, and send us a prank request. Right there on the front page, you will see where it says Request a Prank. You click on that. You fill out the information. It comes here to my desktop. And we have Money Fun Ha Ha as we do the call. All right. AMD, are you there? Explain to me about this guy, Jamie. What's his deal? He's in a band? It's called Rockology. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, he's in a band. Basically, I was drinking with him about half an hour ago. He just went home, and he's a mate of mine. I do this website, but he's a right wind-up merchant, and he annoys me to hell. And basically, you know, he should be up now, and he's got a big head, so. Try, if you can do it, just try and wind him up. But you want to book him for a gay party.
Hello?
And take it from there. Like, you know, do you mind taking your clothes off and stuff like that? He should be up because I was with him just about half an hour ago in the pub.
Awesome. Hey, we got Reckless on the line, folks. But I didn't know the phone was ringing. Hey, hang on. Hey, guys, Reckless on the line. Pay some respect.
Reckless, what's going on, man? You're on the air.
Oh, man, just fucking
hell. Good to hear you, man. How's
yeah,
it
not high for once. It's weird.
Are you? Is that on purpose or just?
I don't know. I've made the decision. Unless there's like directly broads involved, I'm not gonna bring any kind of fucking narcs to work.
Narcs?
Narcotics. You know,
okay.
Shit like that.
I thought you meant like
narcs. No, hell no. They ain't no. No, I kick them in the fucking nuts.
Fucking snitches. In. Snitches get stitches and sleep in ditches, man.
Yeah, most of the people I know are fucking drug addicts or. At least recreational users.
Yeah, they ain't gonna narc you out unless they gotta, get out of something.
Yeah, shit, fucking cops love me.
Yeah?
Fucking, yeah, one time the alarm went off.
Oh, shit.
Like, we have a badass security system here.
Right.
Because all the gear and shit, but fucking, like, I had, like, bong and all this shit on the fucking coffee table, and I accidentally, like, left the door, but so I went down there. The cops searched the whole place. They didn't give a fuck.
Really?
They love Reclude, I tell
you. Good. Well, hey, man, you must be, you're doing a service to the community, whatever the hell it is, man.
Oh, yeah, it's just a little conversation goes a long way, you know. There was this one dyke I had to feel up, though.
Yeah?
Fucking, they got a bunch of fugly broads in the forest, but, you know.
Fugly
keep
broads.
Us safe.
Yeah, huh, whatever, they're doing their duty. I suppose.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's cool.
Mine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got a dude. You're in the music business. We got a guy who has a rock band called Rockology.
Oh, God.
And his name is Jamie. He's in, where is he? In England. We're going to call England if you want. I know you're
Turkey.
Yeah. Trying to think if I can get some more info on him. But, yeah, that's fine. I'll fucking feel it out.
Hang on. Now, I'm going to send you the details here in a second.
I've got plenty of info.
Okay, yeah,
because
if you can give me a couple details, I'll tell him I'm some bullshit producer and all that fucking shit.
There you go.
You want to book him for a gay party?
Yeah, no problem.
It's
Rockology.
That's just a disaster.
Okay. Yeah, it is a disaster. You can't
hear. Hey, I've done their website. It's not that bad.
Hang on, Reclude.
It's Jamie Jarlin.
Jarlin, okay.
He plays with Rod, that's his guitarist.
He what?
All right, and he's...
what does he do now? Wait a minute.
He plays,
Andy,
like, acoustic rock and stuff like that. He's a rocker. He's got a couple of other bands, all right, but he plays in Torquay. All right, he's a mate of mine, and I'm always winding him up, okay? So basically, he's got... just say that you saw him on rockologyinfo.co.uk. That's his site that I've done for him as well. So just say that you want to book him for some kind of gay party,
again?
And just basically... you know, that you
AMD.
Well, you want to book him for a gay party.
AMD, what's the website again? Say it slowly.
Okay, it's www... rockologyinfo.co.uk.
Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
And
they've
just say that you've had a look on there.
Rockology.info.co.
No. It's rockologyinfo, one word.
Fucking British websites.
I just sent it to you. AMD, I sent it to him. He's got
it. Yeah,
Rockology.
No, it's rockologyinfo.
Oh, yeah. Info. There we go.
That's
okay.
co.uk.
We got here. Oh, God, it's horrible.
I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ, these guys are fucking...
And there's nothing wrong with that site because I built it.
He's an old roadie for fucking...
I built that
hard
site, so there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, AMD, who's on the line, he says he built the site, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, the guy...
I did indeed,
fucking... I'm sorry. You can build my site, too. I'll help you out. Hey... I'd like to shout out those broads over there. Who are those fucking broads
he's got some birds or something over there, he says.
Oh, that's right. Some beds.
Beds.
Well, we call them broads over here. We can twist the words around
birds.
And add a couple more, but that's all right.
I call them chicks. Whatever it is. All right, broads. Broads is cool. Broads is classy.
What the fuck town is it? What the hell town are they in? I can't find out. Let's see here. Artwork.
Torquay.
Crossfire. Torquay. Biography.
Torquay.
Yeah, they got the
okay,
right site.
Okay, all
right.
Well,
you're on the right site, definitely.
Okay, well, let's quit dilly dallying here. Let's call the shit. Reclude, you research while we get the call on here. All right, man.
All right.
All right, hang on, everybody. Reclude.
If he doesn't
we'll
answer the first
UK.
One, keep trying him because he'll answer.
Gotcha, man. All right, AMD.
Hello.
This is a Vodafone voicemail service for 078.
Well, that didn't work. Oh, shit.
Hold on 2 seconds. Let me just try him up.
All right, yeah, try it again.
No, give me a second. I'll give him a ring now.
All right,
yeah,
AMD.
Tell them broads to give me...
Give me a minute. I'm going to ring them up myself, and I'll give them a ring now.
Yeah,
hang on.
These broads back there got to start doing something. AMD, make sure you got your headphones out on there, man, because it's coming back really bad. In the meantime, we're going to try to call Italy, or I can try to call Germany. Let me send you some numbers.
I can speak Italian, dude.
Oh, shitball.
Call Italy.
All right, I'm going to send you what I got from Lonesome. You tell me which one you want to hit up. We got New Zealand here also coming in from Lonesome Loser as well.
Okay.
Oh, shit, this is too freaking long. Are you in the chat room? Is that you in the chat, in the IRC?
Reclude, yeah.
You are right? Okay, cool. Let me send that to you directly then. Hang on. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to send you sensitive information. There you go. You should have got that right now. Whole list of them.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's see here. Is that in the chat?
Yeah. in the private message you.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we got here. We got fucking this here. Yeah, dude, I could call like a fucking Italian, Italian. Dude. Let's call them up. I can offend the shit out of them.
You want Ada Rossi? You want to do that one first?
Hi, guys.
Where are we at?
Hang
fucking
on,
Roma.
I've just
yeah,
got I've just got all the Jamie.
Marco Basia.
Okay, so Rossi,
hello?
You said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna call Ada Rossi, and then we're gonna do AMD's number next. Hang on, AMD. Don't go anywhere, man. We'll do that next. We're gonna call Italy
Marco
first.
Marco Basia.
No worries. I've just got hold of him. He's up. He didn't know the number, so he thinks I'm calling him back. So he's gonna pick up next time. Okay.
Got it, man. No problem.
The conference is now locked.
God damn it. It did it again.
Podcast recording has been completed.
This is Ada Rossi in Rome, Italy. Is it Rome? Yeah. Roma, Italia.
Sell it?
No.
Sell.
Fucking hung up.
Sell it? Porca bestia. Hello? Dime.
You have...
What a dumbass.
76 cents.
All right.
And they never said anything.
Yeah, they picked up, but they didn't do nothing. All right, let me call A. Kyle. Marino. That's some crappy connection.
Your call did not go through.
Fuck. The phone's making this weird gay beep now every time I click the line over it. I don't know when it started that shit. All right, well, we're going to call the, I hear Milkman and AMD are both reporting that the band guy is available now. Jamie's available, so let's try him again.
Yes, that's right. I've just rung him.
You just rung in.
I've just rung him 2 seconds ago, and he thinks he's got a booking.
All right, so good.
He's expecting a booking.
He's expecting a call for a booking, all right? So we're good to go.
Oh, okay.
He is indeed. So if you want to play all the way, he's going to answer now in a minute.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, well, we'll see.
A booking for a
I can't talk, so I'll turn the mic up and turn the mic off there, and the speaker's up. So listen, guys, wind him up to fuck, all right?
Yeah, you got it, AMD. Hang on.
He is on, honest to God. I just spoke to him.
All right, well, let's call one more.
I just spoke to him a couple of seconds ago. He is definitely on.
Well, maybe we'll try him next, maybe. I cleared the line.
I was about to leave a message, you prick.
Oh, fuck, that's right. You leave the messages. Fuck, I always forget that shit.
He leaves the best messages.
Yeah, Bruno's the best of the messages. He's always telling people, you got VD. All right, so, okay. We also got Bruno Bernardo here. We can try in Italy, in Roma. Rome.
Yeah, any Italians, I'd love to get a good curse in on that.
You know what I heard the other day? I heard a replay of the show where we called Dubai. We called it Burger King. You remember that one?
Yeah.
I heard that the other day. That shit's funny.
That guy was like a homo, too.
Yeah, he was all into it. Where was he? He was from Burma.
Fucking Pakistan.
Burma. No, he said he was Burmese or something.
Really?
Something weird. I don't know. Something weird. Nepal.
Nepal.
Nepal. Nepal. He was not Nepalese. Yeah. That faggot. Yeah, he was all about it. That was funny. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here we go with Bruno Bernardo in Rome. One moment, and with that
attitude, he killed this first man. Pronto.
Hey.
Pronto.
Pronto, hey.
Pronto.
Porca bestia, hey. Dime.
Hey.
La tua bocca è meglio di mia mano. Certo?
I think they hung up already. That's what they say.
You know what I said?
What? You said something about his brother's mouth. It smells like.
I said your hand. Your. I said your mouth is better than my hands.
Right.
I don't know. It's like probably that could be funny calls just because nobody understands.
Nobody understands it. It sounded funny though. We got to talk to an Italian. I didn't know they said pronto.
I called her a fucking pig whore too. That's the other thing I said.
Good. Good for you. Awesome. Fucking Italians.
That's so stupid. All right, let's call somebody who speaks English or something.
Yeah, they think they're so cool with their fancy cars. We got a German. We got Germans, Spain coming in.
Okay, let's call
them. Oh, here's one. We got Juliet Napoleon in France, Paris, France.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's call the German. I can hate more on the Germans. They got a lot of skeletons.
Did you get the Germans there when I sent them to you? Did you get Fritz Himmler?
Fucking No, I didn't get no Fritz Hampton. Oh, wait a minute. No, on the thing.
Yeah, I just sent the wrong one. Yeah, let me see
here. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah. Ernest Hackle at Big Himmler.
Himmler, yeah. Isn't that wasn't he the German fucking General Himmler? He was a bastard, that guy, Himmler.
Let me try to speak my best German. I got like Babelfish. You ever use that?
Yeah, translator. It comes out so wrong. Dude.
I need you to report to the SS, the Luftwaffe, and whatever the fuck. Anyway, let's just call him.
Tell him to report for ethnic cleansing, see if he says anything. All right, so here's Fritz Himmler and Dita Bonfield and Lachsmidster, Berlin, Germany, wherever the hell that is. Lachsmidler, I don't know what the hell. What the shit. But here's Germany, and we kicked their asses. Remember that, folks. We'll be right back after this. Next prank call of the night coming up here in a moment. Man, we got 8 hours to this number, man. We got 8 hours available for pranking to Germany. That's pretty good. 8 hours to Germany. Auf. Achtung.
Ha. Ja, hallo?
Ja. Ha. Das Passenschaner Jungverein?
Na?
Ja, wir trinken frei einen Kaffee an der Kirche.
Sie sind hier falsch verbunden.
Ja. Ja.
Ja.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Wen wollten Sie denn sprechen?
Yes. Ja.
Hallo.
Das Tausendscherner Jungfräulein. Ja. Das Tausendscherner Herrscherlein.
Ja.
Wollte Gott.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
Ja. Wer sind Sie denn?
Ja, ich komme zu Ihrem Haus in einer Stunde.
Ja, Sie sind hier falsch verbunden. Sie sind hier in Berlin.
Ah, Berlin, ja.
Ja.
Ah, wunderbar.
Is Brack in English?
Yes.
You speak English?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is the operator. I'm connecting you to a man from the United States.
Okay.
You just need what train to take to the educational center.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm here in Berlin.
Yeah, we are coming to Berlin. We are coming for the show.
Yes, but my name is Bonfield.
What's that?
My name is Bonfield.
Yes. Yes, nice to meet you.
I don't know what you want.
We are taking the train to the educational center, and we would like to know, we have free coffee in the church, and we would like to know if you want to come down. It is all free.
No, thank you.
We're having a show at the church, free education.
Say it's up the door.
They all speak English, apparently. Let's try to call, I'm going to call Gert Himmler now. My name is Gert.
Before deduction of administration charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
My name's Gert.
I got like two lines up in Babelfish.
Oh, we are sorry. The number you have dialed is 1-9-3-5-6-4-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
What's that?
Ask him about the sausages. That's what Milkman says. You have all right, hang on. Rick Little, say anything while I dial the number here. I'm running a mess up. You girt in my hair. Very good, Major Purple Haze Stoker. You girt in my hair. Sounds like a pet name for jizz. That's a good line. I like that. Ask him if he calls his penis girt. Dirt McGirt. Oh, come on, Big Girt.
Oh. Wir trinken freien Kaffee and dann Kirche. Yeah?
No.
Guten Morgen.
It's a freaking fax. Son of a bitch. Damn it. Alright, Gerd's not going to pick up. Let's try
what the hell's going on with these fucking things?
I don't know. We're trying. AMD, what's the status? You think this guy's going to pick up this third time for real? This is the last chance. What do you think, man? AMD. AMD's on mute. Oh, shit. Hang on. We got someone sent in a request.
Yeah.
For a number. AMD, you there, man? AMD.
Yeah, I'm here now. I'm just ringing his mobile now.
What's
just
the
to see if he's... Now, the fucker's turned it off. So
he's turned it off?
No,
he's not going to pick up now.
No,
he did. I told him he had a gig, and he was going like, why have I got a gig in the morning? But I said, look, these guys are really serious.
Right, well,
so, no, he ain't
going to
pick up now.
AMD's got some hotel numbers he can give us for Carlito.
AMD's sending the hotels. Reclute, I've got a number in England here we can try.
Oh, yeah? What's that about?
This is Naval West in Essex, England. English
Naval
speaker.
West.
Naval just sent it to you in the chat, the IRC.
Well, I just said,
oh, that's a name. I hope it's not the fucking Navy. We'll get CIA and shit after us.
Whatever they call it.
Well,
Cobra.
That's your phone now. I don't give a shit.
It's no, fine. Yeah, it's whatever. It's my phone. It's not my problem, not yours. You don't worry about it. Whatever. What are you fucking worried about?
Call the FBI. Come on, let's do it, Carlio.
Yeah, come on, Carlio.
Come on, let's break new ground.
Yeah, let's do that. How about that? All right, hang on. Naval West, come on.
For any UK wake-up calls, I've got a big list of them.
Send them in.
The conference is now unlocked. Recorded live.
All right, here we go.
When I thought I'd lay myself down to rest.
Hello? Speak to Mr. West. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on 1 second. Let me clear my throat. Okay, right. Okay, we have a special proposition for you.
Yes?
We are with joint operations between the U.S. and England. And we would like to know if you would like to make a commitment to your royal family. I'm a citizen of both countries. Are you ready?
Who? Tell me, who is it?
Listen, we don't have time for this nonsense. Listen, the royal family is involved, and you're on a very important street, a very important house. So listen to what we're going to do.
We're making jokes. We're important to someone, give us talk, that guy is so funny.
Listen, speak English, I can't hear you.
What the fuck is he saying?
Listen, what's wrong?
Listen, the Queen Mother is coming down, and we must keep it a secret, so we need to use your house. We will pay you handsomely in pounds or dollars or liras, whatever you need, euros. What's going to happen is we need to blockade your house. We're going to use it, but we're going to give you whatever you want. If you have any traffic offenses, we will pardon them. We need to do this within the hour. So are you ready?
I'm not ready. I don't know who is it.
Oh, my God.
Mason.
Yes, this is, I'm speaking to the right person, am I?
Yeah, you're speaking to Mr. West. What do you call us a making joke?
Wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. What's going on now? You're from, this is Naval West, right? Yeah? Hello?
Sorry?
I've got the right person, right?
Who am I speaking to?
Naval West. This is Thomas Phineas. Sir Thomas Phineas. You love your Queen Mother, don't you?
I don't know. I gather.
You respect your Queen, right? If you do, then you'll do us this service. I mean, they won't forget.
What are you drinking?
Listen, we need to use your house. We are going to pay you handsomely. It's a joint operations between England and the U.S., and the royal family is involved, and that's why we need to get things together. No,
I'm going to leave this house tomorrow. I'm going home tomorrow.
No. We're talking about in 2 hours. We're not talking tomorrow. We won't need the house, but you'll be handsomely rewarded. We will give you £5,000 plus any other expenses if we need to drink coffee or all that. Okay, calm down. Listen, the Queen, you know who the Queen Mother is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Queen Mother's not quite dead, and that's why we need the house. See, what we're doing is we're going to have a little brunch there. She needs to meet with somebody in your area. But this has to be a total secret. You can't tell anyone.
Well, I can't let her be home.
Huh?
Ask next door.
Oh, okay. What's
I'm having a hard time understanding. Are you British? Pardon? Are you from Brazil?
No, I'm from Australia.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Wait a minute. Are you a spy? What country are you from?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. How can you do the house and have my wife in there?
Yeah, we got to do it fast. We've got 2 hours to go. And listen, I cannot take any more of this. We need to get an agreement with you, or we're going to go to one of your neighbors, and you're going to lose 5,000 pounds. Plus, just having the Queen Mother at your house sipping tea, I mean, you know, you could turn it into a museum after that, you know? Hello?
Where are you coming from?
We are calling from the royal family. Buckingham Palace, rings a bell? Ding dong!
Whoever doing it, you're doing too long to be a joke. So I'm getting serious. You're doing too long to be a joke because it cannot be a joke. This hour, wake up somebody around.
You think I'm being funny? Do you think I'm being funny?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, but I'm not being funny.
This is
1 hour, red carpet. Do you have any red carpets?
Yeah,
listen, you're destroying my call. Listen, you're destroying this whole prank call, and I'm very angry with you. So to redeem yourself...
Let me get my neighbor.
Okay, yeah, get your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Okay. What? Yeah, do so.
I don't mean neighbor then.
Well, go get your neighbor then. Stop putzing around.
Where are you coming from?
Are you a goat? I can't understand a goddamn word you're saying now. Listen, the royal family is going to run. They're going to put a red carpet right over your mouth. I'd rather talk to a fucking crumpet. What the hell was that?
Did he hang up?
You have.
He did.
What
the fuck was that about? That guy sounds like
what kind of fucking numbers that guy giving you? What did he know?
I think he was.
Is that one of the broads' dads or something?
I don't know. That guy's like,
he's like a fucking goat, dude. Like I was like, I couldn't understand what he's fucking. Like the prank went like nowhere. This is horrible.
This is a joke.
Oh. Where's coming from?
It's like we call it. I tell you what though, we should keep that number.
Oh, fuck.
Keep that number around. That guy's I think we finally talked to our first British retard.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they are slow in Britain. It's not like a retarded Muslim British guy.
That's what he. Yeah.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was a sand nigger too,
yeah,
or something.
He had a little sand nigger in him, I think. All right, cool. We got what else we got here? Yeah, I want to say to if you're still listening, my boy Jimmy. From here in town, he's on vacation. Get back on the messenger because I got to give you some important information. Get back on there and get a hold of me. I got to parlay some information regarding a job opportunity to you, my friend. Get back online as soon as you can. He was messaging me. He got offline, but I think he's still listening. Still,
who's that?
Just a friend of mine. Don't worry about it. Hey, I got that job, by the way. Remember the one I was telling you I was trying to get? I got it. Start Monday.
Oh, yeah, there you go. How many of them tests are you going to have to take?
I just took it now. I took it, not now, but I took it today. I went like 4 days without smoking and drank a case of water and took a bunch of pills and Golden Seal and a bunch of shit. I don't know.
Well, that's good then, man. I couldn't imagine fucking even stopping.
Yeah. I know, yeah, it's hard. 4 days.
It's enough not doing it at fuck in the studio. It doesn't matter. People bring it over anyway. I end up getting fucking high.
There's no way around it. The kind of job you do, I guess, there's no way around it. It just happens.
It sucks. What are you going to do?
What the hell?
It sucks. Yeah, right.
All right, so that, yeah, it sucks. Uh-huh. I bet you're crying. Here's Reclude being, you know, forced weed up on him. Oh, no. Oh, no, not that, no.
I'm not that type of guy.
Yeah, right. I got Tony Pope. And Essex also, if you want to stay on.
Let's do a filthy call.
Filthy? To the Pope? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so here comes Tony Pope. In just a moment, folks. Hang on, don't go anywhere. The next prank call of the night. I don't want to play that. I'm going to play this. All right, hang on, folks.
want to go ahead and mention to everybody who's listening to us on Syndicate Radio, please be sure to click on the upper portion of the screen you're looking at if you have not yet, and subscribe to the Syndicate channel so you can check out all the shows on here. Of course, Zolar will be on tomorrow night, Zolar Vision. Be sure to check him out over at ZolarCast.com. Zolar Vision on tomorrow. Lots of fun times to be had, lots of good hosts, lots of stuff. So be sure to stay tuned to Syndicate 24/7, motherfuckers. And that prank call's coming up in just another second here. Wash your dick and balls.
Number just came in for a foreign guy in America.
Hello? May I speak to Tony, please?
Speaking?
Yes, I'm going to put a call through. There's a gentleman in U.S. of A. that wants to speak with you, sir. It's a very important business matter. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get him. His name is W.C. Hold on a second.
W.C.?
How you doing there this morning, sir? Very fine morning. It is. You have a vacuum cleaner. We got a dust scraper up. It picks up everything. Like around all your drapes, you know what I'm saying? You got any birds in there, old ladies or anything? We got a panty cutter, so you don't have to worry about getting too fresh with it without having a panty cutter. Scissors, you know what I'm saying? Cut hole right in, give it right in. In and out. No time. What do you think, sir?
Not much.
Would you like some snake oil sales? We got snake oil sales. The snail's the old snake and makes it rise. It's kind of like Viagra, except it's got more of a red tint than a blue tint. How you doing there? I'm failing.
I'm not doing well.
Okay, so what's going on there? How you doing there? You got any crumpets? We got our raspberry crumpets for sale, orange crumpets, blue crumpets. We got crumpets with little raspberries in them. What do you see?
Not much.
Okay, good. What are you thinking of? You like to dance music? You like to go to the discotheques with the birds, with the ladies? What do you think? We got those two. Hello? I'm losing you. Come on now.
Oh, yeah? I'm not
losing. Keep up with me. Come on now. Come on now. Follow me. Ready?
Follow you where?
Let's talk about automobiles. Let's talk about the public transport. What do we got? What do you need that we can offer you? We can sell you anything. That's some sort of slang I don't understand, Sonny, but I'm going to go with it anyway. We've got some plots of land, beautiful plots of land in Florida we're going to sell you. It's just rolling grass, you know what I'm saying? You ever watch the Western movies, the cowboy movies?
Well, I used to, but now they leave me a bit cold.
Okay, well, listen, you can live your boyhood dreams and these sort of things. We got free horseback riding on the grounds right there. I mean, it's a huge campus. They got all sorts of things. They got young girls, you know. We got young boys, if you're into that. But basically, it's like golfing, horseback riding, just any of that. You know, it's right on site. And also, there's free schooling for the young ones. If you have any, you know, if you decide to knock up some broad, we can. We have schoolings. Actually, free tuition first 2 years. You can get a BA in business, a BS in reclude, and hand release too.
What's that you're talking about?
Listen, all right. I don't think you're understanding me. My name is Dave. Right?
Oh, good.
Dave. My name is KDK. Those are my initials. Dave, I run a radio station in the U.S. of A. in Massachusetts near the Boston Fags. Yeah, and that's why we're calling you. Ed. You're trying to sell some land, some vacuum cleaners, and scissors.
Yeah.
Scissors.
So what do you say?
Yeah, I know a couple of those.
What's that?
Hey?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. You said you've got a couple of those?
I don't understand you either. I don't know what the hell you're ringing me for.
Well, I'm just trying to offer you something. You should be happy. You're a very lucky man. I mean, we've also got passes for the, you know, the Euro train that goes to France. You know what I'm saying? I know you guys in the France are very tight. You know, you can go over and visit your relatives. I'm
buy a baguette or two. What do you think?
Je ne comprends, monsieur.
What's that?
Je ne comprends. C'est français, monsieur.
Comprends. No, no, we don't speak that sissy language here. listen, so we also got passes. You can take a good horseback trip riding in Italy. You know Italia? You go on holiday?
No.
You know, they got fat Germans in the beach down there. I mean, you like them, you know, them broads, they got big tits. Oh. Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know.
So, what time is it over there? What time is it over there?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so when are you going to be up and breakfast? Because we'll just stop, but we're actually in the area right now. We're just going to stop by Essex. We're taking a tour. We're selling stuff all over the place. We're going to make a good sale. We got business meetings. We got motivational speakers. We got everything. So we'll just be around to pick you up. It's a little early for me. Maybe about 8:30, half past eight, or whatever you guys say.
Yeah, do fine. Yeah, do fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you speak German too?
Ich spreche Sie Deutsch, Monsieur.
Yeah. When's the last time you banged a frog?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Sweet. All right, so what do you think of Elton John? Is he a sissy or what? Do you like his music? He's up for one of them British Grammys this year.
I have no thoughts whatsoever on Elton John.
Listen, I'm going to call the cops on you unless you start cooperating.
Yeah, you
I've got that
here,
power.
Yeah.
What's that?
The cops around here might have different from your lot.
Yeah, well, they'll still whoop your ass, won't they? Boo-hoo. Oh, that's right, you guys have pussy cops. That's right, I forgot. They don't even have guns. They have them fucking sticks. You know what I'm saying? Do you cops have tasers over there?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell we're having this conversation at all, really.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you don't understand that, because, you know, I mean, it's a different way of thinking. I mean, it's a totally different way of thinking, you know. We speak the same language.
I'm glad to say it is a different way of thinking, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's where we get together, you know. It's all about we don't talk enough.
What kind of loony bin do you come from?
Loony bin?
Yeah.
Why, I oughta.
Well, you're talking a lot of rubbish.
No, I just go to the university. That's where I learn how to speak English. So, listen, when do you say me and you go down to the pub?
Which
go down and have a, you like Guinness? What do you prefer, a Bass Ale, or what do you like down there? What do they drink? What are them fags drinking down there, down in Essex?
What's it got to do with you?
What's that?
What has it got to do with you, what I drink?
Well, you know, we'll go out, we'll be friends, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, it's about a program in the U.S. It's called the Exchange Program. You ever heard of that?
No.
No, basically where I go over to Britain, you know what I'm saying, we have a couple of drinks. You can come back to my house in the United States over in Boston. We'll go around and we'll visit all the sites. I'll show you where the tea party happened. You know, we'll just make up, you know, because we had a, you know, if you know your history, you know, we had a problem a couple hundred years back, but we're trying to patch that up. You know, make all the British our friends now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're shooting down our blokes in Iraq, are you?
Oh, no, we don't like that. That's not our fault. That's actually a fake. That's all done on TV movies. That's not correct at all. But, you know what I'm saying? We just like that. I mean, we like what you guys like. We like chocolates. We like to go to the tobacconist. You know, we like the same thing. So I figured, you know, we'll go over there and everybody will like Americans, and then Americans will like the British, and then we can build a bridge.
Well,
we can build a bridge right to your country, and everybody will be friends.
I'm sure you're talking from some sort of idiotic place, but I don't know why you want to pick on me, I'm sure.
No, we're not picking on you. We're just offering you something. It's a chance to be an ambassador.
How the hell can you offer me something from far away, which you have no power to offer?
No, I mean, you know, we can build a bridge. You know, you ever heard the love can build a bridge?
I'll tell you something, we've only got a bridge.
I love to build a bridge.
What's that? No, we don't have a bridge yet. Maybe we can build a tunnel together.
Is it metaphorically you're speaking, then?
No, I'm talking about real, a tunnel of love. I mean, they got great, you know what I'm saying? We could build a tunnel of love. We can hold hands in it, go in the waters. You remember, like, in the old days? Yeah, we'll just build one from here to you, you know? all the way from Boston.
I think you must be crackers. I think there's nothing wrong with you. I should go and see a doctor if I was you, mate.
A doctor?
Doctor, yeah.
Medical. Yes, I've got, he'll give me some love potion number 9. We'll build a tunnel of love, and then I'll go in yours. How about that?
No, but you really want a head shrink, you know. You want some sort of psychiatrist.
A head shrink? No, I want my head to expand. That's the only way we're going to make love good. It's the only way I can stick
probably,
it to you.
It'll probably expand so much it'll blow up, we hope.
Oh, yeah, exactly. John Thomas is a good friend of mine.
Yes, I think you must be some sort of a master, I think, yeah.
Yeah, what, master?
No, a master. You must be a master, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So, John Thomas, you know him? He's a cousin of yours?
I don't think you're very well.
I don't think I'm very well. I'm very well endowed.
I just think you should be seeking assistance from somebody.
Seeking assistance? Yes, actually, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a grant so we can build that tunnel.
Yeah,
build a tunnel all the way, and we're going to put hearts on it and little stars and little moons. And everybody, we'll even build one to Ireland.
Are you speaking over the internet, by the way?
What's that?
Are you speaking over the internet?
The internet? No, I'm speaking over the phone. You can't speak over the internet. We haven't got that technology yet.
Yes, I thought you were a bit behind,
yeah. Yeah, so, so when are we going to get together?
Well, from the tone of your conversation, I hope never.
Never? Well, how do you expect us to have any sort of progress?
I don't expect any progress.
It's
not progress.
Oh, my God. Do we have to take your tea and throw... We're trying to rectify 200 years of anger.
Well, you're angry, are you?
No, I'm not angry. You guys are. You're angry. You're clearly upset.
No,
we want to change that.
We're rather pleased you did dump the tea in the day over, by the way. By the way, you should be in Iowa at the moment.
In oil.
Iowa.
Where should I be?
In Iowa.
Iowa?
Yes.
Iowa? No. We can't build a bridge from Iowa. It's in the middle of the country. What are you thinking? Now, I know you guys are a little bit behind us technologically, but what we're going to do is we're actually going to take it from, we're going to take it all the way from Boston. See, that's right on the water. See, it would cost a lot more money if we were trying to build a tunnel from Iowa. And then again, unless we drove right through the center of the earth, but it's hot down there. So what we're going to do is we're going to concentrate in the waters.
There's something wrong with you, definitely. I think you're going to.
So what do you think? A tunnel, a bridge, or both? Maybe just in and out. Like I was thinking of building a. It would give old people heart attacks, so we're just going to do the tunnel.
I think you could do with one, actually.
What's that?
I think you could do with one.
Okay. So you got a shovel? Hello? Hello?
I guess he's gone. What a dumbass that guy.
That was a fucking train wreck of a call.
No, that was good. That was you kept bringing it back, like the whole you can build a bridge with love.
The guy's like, yeah, you could say that. I mean, the motherfuckers love to talk. That's what
yeah.
I love about them. Like any American would just hung the fuck up.
Yeah, he's like, oh. He referred you to a doctor at one point.
Refer me to a doctor. And I start dissing his client. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know you guys are behind on the technology, but it's cool.
<He's>...
I was like, no, you don't understand that. You can't build it from... He's like someone Iowa. What the fuck
I think he was talking about the caucus. The caucus in Iowa. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that, but what the fuck is... goddamn idiots.
Yeah, indeed.
No, I'm sorry. British people are cool.
Hey.
I tell you what, though. They have some of the best...
Hey, well, I'm British.
Fucking...
Hey, I'm British.
I don't know. They're great.
I'm British. Don't be talking about my place on that way.
I'm British, Governor.
No,
I'm Welsh, but yeah, I am from England.
All right, hey.
I do live in England,
one more
I suppose.
Real quickly. AMD's talking, but you can't hear him. AMD's not happy that you made fun of British. You
I live
what?
In North Devon.
Come on, AMD. I'll tell
hey,
you what.
Listen, you want to hear a joke?
Who is it?
AMD. Not
hello?
Andy. AMD. Yeah, AMD. You're on. You guys can't hear each other. You got to remember that AMD.
AMD. All right. Let me be diplomatic here.
All right,
I'm sorry,
okay.
But you know this is prank calls. you know, and we're supposed to have a good time. You know, obviously we like the British, and you know, one of my favorite record labels is over there, and frickin', I've been over there. Willy Wonka's from over there.
Except for Nunu, we
you
can't
know, there's
stand
a lot of good things that go on.
Tell me one thing, though, I don't mind.
They're hot, they got hot accents. You got good desserts.
Good
can't
desserts.
Make
well, I'm Welsh,
shit,
so
but,
it
know,
doesn't matter. Welsh all the way.
So I just want to say, you know, I'll be diplomatic. And
but I'm not English, I'm Welsh.
Give your broads
this
a feel.
Welsh. Whatever the difference is between Welsh and English, I don't know, but whatever.
I know a broad from over there. I chat with a broad.
Hey, big difference. Big difference.
She's actually pretty hot broad. But.
All right. Hey, we got one more request here before I let you go. We got a hotel in Italy where they definitely speak English, and it's there's a guy there called Antonio, and he's a mommy, he's a mother's boy, a mama boy, mama's boy, you know what I'm talking about?
Dude, everybody over there is fucking, dude,
they live with their moms forever, from what I understand.
Oh, like, my God, till they're like 30-something.
Yeah.
Every broad I dated when I was living,
hey,
I
don't talk about my people that way.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't
talk, hey, I'm like, why? Because I live with my fucking parents. I'm like, how old are you? She's like 30 fucking five.
Fangol, fangol, fangol.
I
pay for the mom of the.
Come on, dude.
Gallopating motherfucker.
Yeah, we yeah, need to. I understand they live with their mothers and, until like their 30s and whatnot.
We'll let's get them.
All right, let's get them. All right, so it's the La Petite Hotel in Rome. Got it? Oh, no, it's in Torino, for what I understand. Torino, I believe. Yeah, it's in Torino. My bad. All right, here comes that. This is Italy, everybody, on 98.6 The Mouth, syndicateradio.tv, and madhouselive.com.
5 minutes, 50 seconds. Before deduction of applicable fees and charges, emphasis on the card.
Okay, you're asking for Antonio. Is that right, Lou?
Yeah.
Antonio's the guy.
Petit Hotel, buongiorno, sono Daniele.
Yeah, I want to speak to Antonio.
Antonio?
Si.
Antonio, who's Antonio?
Antonio!
Now you drink.
Hey, come on, porca bestia, come on. Dio cane.
You have $7.90.
Well, I'm gonna call him back. Son of a bitch. No one hangs up on Reclude and Carlito.
Same
thing. We'll take a break after this, everybody. Stand by.
Le Petit Hotel, buongiorno, sono Daniele.
Figli di puttana, porca bestia.
Oh, coglione, vai un po' fare il culo.
Non rompe le palle, porca bestia.
Shit.
Did he say balls? Is that what he said to you?
Yeah.
I think he said balls.
Hey, go over there. Go ahead. Go first. It's the best.
Let's keep calling. Let's keep calling.
Hang on, we'll call him back. I'm just going to get a replay of that while I do it. Let's check that out. Hey, we're calling him back now.
98.6.
No.
Same
thing. We'll take a break after this, everybody. Stand by.
Le Petit Hotel, buongiorno, sono Daniele.
Figli di puttana, porca bestia.
Oh, coglione, vai un po' fare il culo.
Non rompe le palle, porca
bestia.
All right. Coglione.
Coglione. Che cazzo?
Le Petit Hotel, buongiorno, sono Daniele.
Mi dispiace, ma...
Porca bestia.
Allora?
Finocchio.
Ah, io mi interessa.
Dammi, Finocchio.
You lift the phone off the hook, a dumbass.
Let's keep on and see if he can hear us.
He's still on the phone. Hey.
Porca bestia, vacu cane.
There he is. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Hello, Italy.
La tua bocca è meglio di mia mano.
He's not. He's just not going to say anything.
Ti amo, caro, ma non posso.
Ma non posso? Well, what are you saying to him anyway? What were you saying to him?
You have...
Now he hung up.
Now he hung up. All right, let me translate what I was trying to say.
All right. What were you saying?
We should probably call them back.
Yeah, I'll call them one more time. What are you saying in the meantime?
I'm saying... All right, so Porca Troia means it's like the city in Rome, Troy.
Right.
So it means horse, because there's like a horse going through a hole, so it's kind of like a whore.
Okay.
So, and it's like a female pig, so it's like pig bitch. And then, I love you, baby, but I can't. What else? I was just saying all sorts of
things. I love you, baby, but I can't. That makes no freaking sense. All right. Whatever. I love you, baby, but I can't. All right. Whatever, all right, hang on, one more time here. We're calling the Le Petit Hotel one more time before the break. Come on, pick up, man.
Salve. Finoc.
Nah, he's just not going to play anymore.
Porca bestia, Finocchios.
Finocchios. He's a fucker. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, Reckless. It's been fun. That guy at the end was a trip, though, man.
All right, y'all. Have a good show. I'm going to go fucking... I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to find some drugs and do them.
All right, man. Do them all. Try them all. Smoke some drugs. See you, man.
All right. Later,
later, Reckless.
All right, Reckless, everybody. That was fun, wasn't it, kids? Good deal. Good deal. I would like to remind everybody, we're going to take a break here in a moment, but I would like to remind everybody, coming up here at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, 11 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, we will have a show on Syndicate Radio. If you're listening on Syndicate, Subnoise is coming up with a show. I do not believe he has a title for a show, but he's coming up next on the Syndicate Network. We are, of course, on prankcall.info still, and we are, of course, also still on the mouth, madhouselive.com. We'll be coming back after the break. Some more prank calls coming up next in the exciting second hour of the show. Are you guys off of mute? Who's on mute right now? Everybody check in. Ted, you there? Ted, welcome to the show, man. Ted.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Ted. Ted, back from Chicago, of course.
How's it going?
We're doing good. We're having a good time here. Milkman is in the house, of course. Milkman. Brandon Vegas is here. AMD
Hello,
is here.
How you doing, Martino?
AMD's here with the ladies.
Hello.
Hello, buddy. And Corey. Corey is here. Who's
Hello.
Corey? I have no idea who Corey
Hello.
Hey, Corey. Who are you? What's your story?
Corey's
Come on, man. You don't remember me.
No, dumb. How are you? Who are you, man?
PCU Radio, come on. Ring a bell.
Yes, of course. Corey from PCU Radio. Awesome.
You don't know you.
Corey from PCU Radio is in the house. Yes. Yes, we can finally all enjoy the greatness, which is Corey from none other than PCU Radio here in the house.
Yeah, you do. Go, Corey.
All right, anyway.
Yes, Corey is also a co-admin of the TeamSpeak.
Oh, I got you. Cool. Well, it's good to talk to him. Excuse me. Okay, anyway. So coming up in the second half of the show, we have Juliet Napoleon in France. What else we got here? We got Ian Dick. We have the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn in Renton, Washington. We also have the Lucky Duck Pizza. We also have Woody's Old Fashioned Burgers that we didn't call earlier. We'll get to that next. In Frisco, Colorado. That sounds crazy. So, yeah, if you guys want to call in. Do it. 1-888-278-8509 is the number where you can call us tonight. 1-888-278-8509. If you are using Madhouse, if using AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can message me at Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And that is all. Be sure to listen to Zolar Vision tomorrow night, ZolarCast.com. Zolar Vision tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. Good show, good time. Enjoy that. And yeah, so we're having a good time here, folks. Send in your prank requests. We have lots of numbers to do still. I've got information, as I said before, we have a number sent in from the Syndicate crew, from Carly. Carly has sent in a number for Josh and has given us a number that we can spoof back. So basically, we're going to make the caller ID look like it's someone else that they know, and we're going to accuse them. We're going to accuse the guy's girlfriend. We're going to accuse Josh's girlfriend of having cheated on him. Coming up next on The Mouth. So be sure to check that out.
98.6.
The Mouth.
I mean, we're just excited. We're going to go late tonight, I think. We're going to have a good long show. I'm very excited about it. So please stay tuned. If not, you know, keep listening into the other shows that are on, you know, everywhere else. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, everybody. Please, thank you. Nuts. One more, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, bitch. Thank you.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, it's a long way of test out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
All right. Madhouse Radio's back, everybody. Good to see you, Milkman.
What I'm talking about. Hey, what are you saying, brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm drinking.
That's really good here, bro.
Good, yeah. What are you drinking now? You're drinking some Virgin Islands ale?
Yeah, man. I tried something called a Virgin Islands Summer Island Ale. Not too bad, man. I just got done with the Newcastle's ale, and hey, man, just thought I'd join in to the party.
Good deal. Good deal. It's me here, Carlito.
Yeah, I just got a...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go,
man,
go ahead.
I just got a message. Can we have a shout-out opportunity for Mr. AMD? I'd like to give a shout-out, please.
Yeah, go for it, AMD.
Yeah, I wanted to say hello to Jenna, my sexy lady. I'll see you tomorrow. So, yeah, Jenna, I will see you soon, baby.
All right,
lady, well, she's listening right now.
Jenna girl. Jenna. Big Jenna. All right, good. Yeah, so it's Carlito's here, of course. We got Milkman. We got AMD. We got Ted. Ted, what's going on, man? Make it heard.
We got a house full,
hey,
man.
What's up,
Ted? Brandon Vegas, Corey,
we're
Big Corey.
Your mama's sister's chihuahua's grandpa's own.
The legendary Corey from PCU is here. All right.
Yeah, the person I just got banned.
Yeah, dude, that sucks, man. I'm sorry you got banned.
I would like to mention that Corey also has a level 70 character in the World of Warcraft.
Oh, my God. You know,
yeah.
Breaking news. Milkman, stop the music if you could, please. I have bad news.
All right, hold on. Here you. Okay.
No, you got it already. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, what's the problem now?
I hear that Ted is involved in World of Warcraft. That is horrible, Ted. How could you? How could you delve down that dark path?
Well, I've always had a dream as a child to be able to cast magical spells.
Oh, God. That's not the way to do it, man. You should have gotten into Vampire the Masquerade, or Masquerade, as it were. If you wanted to cast magic spells, why would you do World of Warcraft? I've just seen so many people head down that dark spiral. It's like a toilet, you know? It's hard to get out of it. It goes counterclockwise. You know? Or does it go clockwise? What?
Like I said, I'll be under a bridge in San Francisco in like 2 years stealing Wi-Fi from a Starbucks.
Playing WoW. Well, you know, good luck to you. I've been asked many a time by coworkers at my old job, hey, man, join our guild and join our server and we'll get you a trial. I'm like, no. No thank you, my friend. No thank you. Don't want
to
do it.
But see, I've been addicted to a game before, so I know how to keep it at arm's length. You know what I'm saying? Get this. I haven't played it yet today.
Yeah, well, whatever. You're going to go into it eventually, man.
I mean, it's
like a toilet.
I want to.
I'm not an addict. Da, da, da.
I can stop anytime.
Sure you can. That's what I say about weed. And look at me. Here I am again, smoking. Again. Anyway.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
That's from weed.
Smoke weed every day.
All right. Well, we're having a good time here. We're 2 minutes shy of midnight here on the East Coast. Happy New Year. And what is it? 10:08, 8:59.
3 minutes past four in the UK.
Okay, really? Wow, that's late, man. Thanks for being up so early or so late, whatever it is for you. That's an awesome thing.
Hey, it's all right. It's all good. I got a bottle of fucking fizzy wine. Yeah, it's good.
All right, cool, cool. Yeah, we've had some fun tonight, I think. Recklude.
Shout out there.
Yeah. Go ahead, AMD, with another shout out. AMD wants to do another shout out. Sure, man. Why not? Shout it out. Shout it proud.
That was earlier, but I'll say it again. Hello, Jenna and Vicky, listening tonight. But like I said, they're both sexy ladies. Both sexy ladies. Well, right. Jenna is anyway, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay, well, other than that...
We've got some bad action, man.
Well, good. Good for you guys. I'm glad you guys are having fun doing your shout-outs and everything. This is suddenly Madhouse Radio has become the urban station. Thank you. We've got more prank calls to do. Let's go ahead and go. We got the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn. I got to do some pranks because we had Reckler do a lot of pranks. And they were fun. They were good. But I got to, you know, this is my show. And people are going to start saying, oh, Carlito doesn't do anything.
We're not hearing Nunu actually on the phone with Reckler. No. So long, I was interested he could talk so long without the ranking.
Yeah, well, there it is. Okay. Whatever, man. All right, so I'm going to call the Funnel House where a black woman answered, and this is in Long Beach, California, the LBC. I'm going to call that in a moment here, so everybody don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Yes. So excited about that. Long Beach, California. The Funnel House. I wonder what they sell at the Funnel House. Maybe funnel cakes. I'd go for a funnel cake right now. Guys, work on that for me. Give me. Find it. Is
that
there?
Sounds good, man.
Yeah. Can you? You just can't get a good. You just can't get a good funnel cake out there. So, you know, unless you're at the fair.
Yeah, man. Powdered sugar and some strawberries. Woo!
We'll be right back after this.
Actually, this number here is from 2 weeks ago. I read off the wrong line.
Funhouse, Tim speaking.
Hey, what's going on, Big Tim?
Excuse me?
Out of the way, Big Tim. You said your name's Tim, right?
No. You're thinking of the wrong number.
No, no. This is the Funnel House. You said your name was Tim.
Steven.
Oh, I heard it wrong. You were really quick to hang up on me, huh?
No. I thought you had the wrong number.
No, I didn't have that. I just repeated the name you said. You know, you said it wrong. You said Tim. Your name is Steven, so... I don't understand why you would say the wrong name, because I'm infallible.
Excuse me?
I'm infallible.
I don't know what that means.
You ever heard of that condition, infallacy?
No.
I'm that. I have that condition, infallacy, so sometimes that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
But I can't be wrong. Hey, buddy, do you guys have funnel cakes? I mean, I've been dying for one. The fair came and went. I didn't get a chance to go down. I'm really into getting some funnel cakes tonight, man.
We do, but... I just closed probably about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, God, man. I'm like two... do you have any that you threw out?
I got the sample that's been sitting since the morning.
That's fine. That's fine. How early in the morning? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's not bad. How big a sample is it?
Really small.
Oh, well, like a bite size?
No, not necessarily. A couple bites.
Tell you what, can I get some batter?
Some batter?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
Well, you know how it is, right?
What do you mean?
Because I've tried to replicate it and I never can.
I don't think my bosses will let me give it out.
Is your boss there?
No, they're not.
Are you in the bathroom?
Excuse me?
Are you in the bathroom?
No, I'm in the back. I'm filling
in the bathroom. Are you doing number one or number two?
All right, this is where I end the phone call.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm a secret shopper. Bastard. You bastard. What's that? Okay. Whatever. I'm going to call him back and change my name. Or change my voice to sound like a man. Because it sounds like a woman.
Funnel
right
House,
now.
Quad speaking.
Is this Quad?
Yeah.
Quad, what's going on, buddy? Yeah, I guess he's not having it. Fucker.
That beep annoys me. He goes, meep, every time I change the line. It sucks. Anyway. Hey, guys, what's up? Madhouse Radio is back. More calls. All right.
It sounds like NASA mission control.
Yeah. Roger, Neil. Okay, we got...
We're oxygenating and we're loading out. Roger, Z.
Roger, Buzz. There's a lot of astronauts named Buzz.
This is Buzz Aldrin.
All right, we're going to... Milkman, you crack me up sometimes, man. All right, we're going to call the Rockin' Horse Dance Bar in Renton, Washington. Hang on, folks.
Time for another one, brother. Yeah. I'll be back.
Hello?
Yeah, it's the Rockin' Horse Dance Bar.
Hi, it sounds like you have the phone in your bosom. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, is it a good phone they have?
Brand new.
Oh yeah, was it from was it one of those Adelco brands?
Well, just a second, let me look at it.
All right.
Panasonic.
That's pretty good. That's a good brand.
Yep.
That's not Korean, right? No, that's an American brand, Panasonic, right?
Yeah. There's no one else has ever said they couldn't hear on it. So.
Yeah. It sounds a little far away, is what I'm asking. I thought maybe you got maybe one that was, you know.
Well, I'm in China right now. Maybe that would help.
That's not funny. What's your name?
Dave.
Hey, let me write that down. Dave?
Yeah.
What's your position there?
Who are you?
I'm a secret shopper. What's your position there? I've already graded you on the opening.
Okay.
You've got a poor already. Okay. Now you have three other categories to go. Now this is between me and you. You screw this up, and I don't have to explain what's going to happen if your valuation comes in low.
If what? Okay.
All right. So you got a poor already.
Okay.
On the greeting and the opening.
And that was
okay.
Because you couldn't hear me or what?
Because you were messing around on the phone and you made a bad joke, a dirty joke.
Okay. Well.
That you're in China. You know, I don't appreciate that. I'm trying to be serious. It's a serious business. We've had a high call.
Let's start over.
All right.
I'm the owner of the business,
mm-hmm.
and you're calling at 9 o'clock in the evening,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to know who you are. If you're seriously calling about a serious conversation,
mm-hmm.
let's move to it. If not, if you're joking around, you're one of my friends, let's figure out what's going on.
All right, sir, take it easy. Take it easy, okay? My name is Jack Valenti. All right, I'm calling from Quality Control. We had a complaint about the service at Rocking Horse Dance Barn. And we're calling in to rate you. If you get two bad ratings in a row, we're going to inform the local Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to pull your liquor license.
We don't sell liquor.
Whatever it is that you have that makes you money, we're going to pull it, sir. We're going to shut you down any way we can. We're going to nip it in the bud because we're sick and tired of the bad service that's been going on here.
Fine. I don't even know who you are or what you're talking about.
Well,
I've been in business 19 years, and cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
We got a complaint from one of the county commissioners about the level of service here. Repeated complaints and other complaints about problems, refusals of service for reasons other than that there's a right for. Because you have a right to refuse service, but not for people who are handicapped, sir.
We've never refused service to any customer, ever.
You didn't refuse service to a gentleman who has infallacy.
That has what?
Infallacy.
No, what is that?
He suffers from infallacy.
What is that?
It's a medical condition, sir. I don't have to get into the gentleman's personal private parts, personal private life,
well,
medical history on the phone, but he hasn't...
We've never refused service to anyone in 19 years of business.
Who hasn't, because he has otherwise here in this fax, and it's notarized. Infallacy, sir.
Okay,
I mean,
well, we're doing a phone conversation over material that I can't look at or know what you're talking about.
I'm going to send it to you in a moment, sir. I'm just trying to, you know, and I told you already, you got a poor already in the greeting, and right now you're at a fair as far as your competency is. Okay? Okay, so you say you're the owner of the building now?
Yes.
You're the owner of the building?
Yes.
You're the super?
You bet.
Okay. And your name is?
Dave.
Dave. D-A-V like Victor, E like Echo.
Correct.
Okay. And you've been in business for 12 years?
I said 19, so now you lose a point.
Okay, you know what? You're a poor now for the for the attitude, sir. This is a level 2 call now. You're one strike away, sir. You're one strike away from getting shut down. The mayor is taking this very seriously.
All right, so your name?
Jack Valenti.
Okay, Jack Valenti.
Okay. I need your social security
the
number.
The company you said was what?
I need your social security number, please.
Oh, yeah, like that's going to happen.
Well, what's your business ID, your tax ID?
That's not happening either.
Your FIN.
What's the name of my business?
The Rockin' Horse Dance Barn, Inc.
Okay. Yeah, the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn, Inc. Do you know how long that business has been in existence?
Exactly.
How long?
19 years, you said.
No. You don't even have your information correct.
Sir, do I need to send you this fax right now?
Yeah.
Do you have a fax machine? Do you have a fax number I can send it to?
Yeah, it's the same number you called, but okay. I'm not going out to my office at 9.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to work with me, man. You got to freaking work with me here, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I'm trying to help you out.
I don't know how you're figuring. You're not even during business hours of a quality.
God, man. I mean, I try everything I can. You know Walmart's moving in again? Walmart's trying to make a move. All these businesses, like, you're going to be out, brother. You know what? I hate to report this, sir, but you got a minus one. That's it, man. It's over. I'm gonna fax you the complaint. And you swear to God, you never discriminate against a man with infallacy ever.
No, and the Rockin' Horse Dance Barn Inc. has been in business for 2 days.
2 days is exactly what I have here. It just went through the steps right now for incorporation. I have it right here.
So how in the world could I have refused service to someone in 2 days?
Sir, I don't need to get into the details of this personal private information of the gentleman who made the complaint. But it's a sick state of affairs in this town that they will let someone like you operate like this and judge against someone who just has infallacy. It's bad. Shame on you. Shame.
Okay, well, shame. You know, this conversation does not sound like it's coming from a...
Sir, listen, the fax number is the same number I dialed right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send the fax right now. You got the fax?
Not good, so I hope you're not infallist.
Why don't you take the fax and you ball it up into a ball of paper and you shove it in your ass... And you shit it out like a golf ball.
Uh-huh.
And you say, look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know what? You're out of a job, and I'm not going to rest until you're out of this town, sir. You're a
well,
sick...
that sounds good. What town am I in?
Renton. You're a sick, sick person.
No, we're not in Renton.
Well, you got annexed. You got annexed, you son of a bitch.
We're in Bellevue.
You're annexed into Renton. It says right here through your registration, sir.
Nope. That's not even my paperwork.
Look, here's the facts again.
That sounds like a fallacy. So what's next?
Sir, I am the person who's infallist. Okay? There's only three people in this world who are infallist.
Okay.
Me, Jack Valenti,
uh-huh.
God,
uh-huh.
and George W. Bush.
Right.
All infallist.
Okay.
And you know what I say?
And you're
a failure. You know what? Your mother is embarrassed of you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Told me herself.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. And so, when did this refusal of service come in?
I told you it's private property, private matter, private parts matter.
Well, it can't be if it's going to go to, you know...
Are you on the grunt? Are you taking a grunt or something right now?
No, I was being infallist.
It sounds like you're just pushing one out. You're like...
I was just being infallist.
God, I can't stand this. I can't stand this anymore. I just don't know where I'm going, man.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going up or going down. I just... You know, I wake up in the morning, I hate myself so much.
Yeah.
You know what I like doing now? What I think is fun when I take a shower?
Uh-huh.
I actually do the number two while I'm standing up in the shower. And I pick it up and I put it in the toilet and I flush the toilet.
And so that's
the... Oh, you don't mash it into the grate with your feet?
Do you ever mash it in the grate with your feet?
No, I think that would be a personal question I don't need to answer.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Do you wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
Nope.
Ah, you know what, sir? I got you on tape, and you serve food there, so I guess
nope,
you've been...
we don't serve food either.
Well, you're supposed to wash your hands at the dance barn.
We don't... It's not the dance barn.
What is it, then? You told me it was the Dance Bar, Inc.
No.
You know, what are you, some kind of cipher? What are you, an enigma? What is this?
No.
Oh, you're all Mr. Mysterious now, huh?
What have I told you so far that you had any kind of backing up?
You know what? I'm going to shove it up your ass, okay? Shove it up your ass and get off my phone machine right now. Hang up the phone.
Your phone machine?
Hang up my phone. Get off of my phone line.
I'm not on your phone line.
Get off. I'm talking to you, right? AB. Hang it up right now.
You hang up.
I command. I'm calling the shots, so you're going to hang up the phone.
Well, you thought you were.
No, I know I am. I'm infallist.
Oh, okay. So you the man.
Hang up the phone, sir. I'm not joking. We are not joking with you.
I'm not on the phone.
You son of a bitch. You bastard.
So, the fun part is that there's no way that any serious phone call would have come in and had the people talking for this long with that kind of language. So it's just funny and quite interesting. And what's funny here is I have the caller ID when you call.
No, you don't, because I blocked it, buddy.
Hold on, I'll tell you your phone number.
You don't know my phone number. Did I block it?
No, I can't read it on the phone. But it's something to do with Washington.
No, I'm not in Washington, man.
No, that just says Washington.
You don't have my phone number, dude. Because I blocked it. You know why? Because I'm the Enigma.
Oh, now you've changed.
I'll tell you what. If you give me my phone number now, I will go down there and I will give you $100. I will let you punch me in the mouth.
How about 425-265-4125? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You said that was going to block the line, man. He's got the fucking number now, dude. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man.
You just gave him $10.
Look, I'm sorry, all right? Please don't tell my mom. All right?
Well, I will find out what's going on.
Just don't tell my mom, please, all right? It's... I got in trouble for this last summer. All right, I'm sorry.
I can't even hear you now.
I'm just sorry. I'm trying to be quiet because I don't want Mom to hear.
Well, you were just yelling a second ago.
She just walked back in. Please don't tell my mom.
Do you want me to talk to her on the phone?
No, because I'm going to get in trouble. Hmm.
Well, are you done with your game now?
You're gonna come on. You're gonna call back and tell my mom tomorrow.
I'll probably just call whenever I feel like it.
Come on, I'll do whatever you want, man. Just don't get me in trouble, man. Just please don't tell my mom. Mm-hmm. She's gonna take away my Wii. I just got it for Christmas. Please, come on.
No,
just delete
really
it. Just delete it. Please delete it, man. I'll do whatever you want.
we'll worry about it later. You just keep looking over your shoulder.
God, man, I don't want to get in trouble again.
What a hard ass.
Well, you know, you can't go around threatening people with things like you were threatening and think you're just going to walk away from it.
Well, she put a game on layaway for me
today.
Hey,
he just threatened you. He just threatened you. He said, look over your shoulder.
And you just said you just threatened me.
I didn't threaten anything.
You said to look over my shoulder or something. I'm going to tell my mom about that, actually. If you try to call, I'm going to tell her that you said that. Don't you fucking call, old man. Mm-hmm. I hate grown-up assholes like you.
And then he calls, he spoke to you on the internet.
All right.
Okay, well, I got...
You're a stupid grown-up. You can shove it, stupid grown-up.
Are you done now?
You're a stupid grown-up.
Oh, stupid grown-up.
Yeah, you stupid grown-up. I hope you better not call my mom, because I'm going to tell everybody that you shit in the toilet.
That's where most people do it.
And
shut up.
On the internet.
You shit in the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm going to say? Hello? He's gone. That was fun.
Oh man, I'm coughing a lot. Trying to get unsick. Trying to get unsick here. That was fun, wasn't it? You guys enjoy that, Ted, Milkman, everybody out there? That idiot.
He's got your number. He's up got my number, man. Oh.
I wonder if he thinks I'm really
Mommy,
like a kid.
Don't take my wig again.
Does that thing?
Take my wig again.
Whoever's number that really is, that's gonna be funny. We had a peak of 77 people here when we went off of syndicate. Right now we have 16.
Ay, 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 caramba.
Plus 8, we got 24, plus another 9, 33. 33 live listeners here for 12:22 a.m. is not bad. We're
wow,
having a good time.
Man, the Bex is in there too. That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. Oh, man, that was fun. What a dumb guy that guy is. Don't, you shouldn't be threatening.
Save his number, because we... We gotta go if you'll call us back.
Yeah, I gotta.
Don't tell my mom, I know you did. My weed.
Don't tell my mom. I wish you could get someone to call as the dad. Hey, Ted, can you conference call? Can you call in and we'll put you on as the dad? Could you do that? Ted.
Ted Webb.
He's calling in now, motherfucker.
Oh, he's muted himself.
Yeah, that means
he's
calling.
Now,
oh, he's calling. Calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, just try calling you.
Try it again, 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 try it again.
Well, just say that you rung him and because he's been touching you up.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to accuse you of touching me.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm going to touch you there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, good, good. So, do you want to call back as a dad? You good with that? You got an idea for it?
I'm your dad.
Yeah, well, you heard the prank. You heard the prank, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't take my weed.
Quiet.
All right, well, sure. Are you okay, Ted? You sound a little rough.
You sound quiet.
Oh, here we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, good, good, good. How was Chicago? Everything good? The flight was good?
The family.
Oh, good. I'm flying to Pennsylvania in a month to start planning my wedding. Can't wait for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Okay, guys, here we go. We're going to call my guy back. Ted's going to be my dad, in theory. And here we go. Good luck, Ted, man.
All right.
The conference is now unlocked.
Bullshit. Recorded live.
Maybe later. We'll try them in a little bit, perhaps. Perhaps.
Yeah, if you get any numbers you want me to dial, just send them to me.
Cool.
Why am I hearing myself?
I don't know. Where? Do you got your headphones on?
Yeah.
Are you hearing yourself?
Well, not anymore. That was weird.
Huh, that's weird. The phone's screwy. I don't know. I had to reconnect it today. And I don't know. Do you hear a beep whenever I change the line over, when I click it over?
Yeah, I do.
Now, that's kind of cool, though. It gives you a sign that we're back on. I kind of like that. It's kind of professional. It's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I feel very professional when I'm on your show.
Good. Hey, thanks, man.
I wanted to know that.
This is the most professional show out there. Milkman just did it. Okay, Virgin Limousines if you want to do it.
Okay.
No, let's not do that. Fuck that. You want to call Italy or Germany?
Yeah, those
Italy.
That'll work.
He has great Italian voice.
I don't know, Ted. You sound kind of upset, man. What's going on? Be honest with me.
I sound upset?
You sound in a, you're in a funky mood, man. I don't know. You sound like...
Ask to do an Italian call.
I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit zapped out because I tried a different antidepressant, so I'm a little bit weirded out at the moment. But
okay. All right, no problem. We'll take it easy.
I don't have any, like, issues in my life other than the fact that, like... Well, maybe I do have an issue and I'm just covering it up, but...
Maybe.
What happened was is I was... Like, next semester I'm supposed to start my thesis. And then I got a note from another professor warning me that the guy I was going to work with, that this other professor was an asshole.
Okay.
And then, you know, professors usually don't talk shit about each other. I mean, it's not...
They usually don't. They usually, like, very, you know, at least to the other students or whoever.
So I'm a little bit worried about this year, like, what's going to happen, but I don't know. Like, I'm like, so who can I work with then? Because that guy, the guy who told me that the other guy is an asshole is too busy. So.
Yeah, great. So now you get stuck with either the asshole or the guy who's too busy who doesn't want to work with you anyway.
But, yeah, it's like, well, why'd you bother telling me if you can't, you know? So I'm a little bit bummed about that.
Yep. Dude, Rudy Giuliani didn't even, he's not even, he didn't even get anything barely in the Iowa caucus at all.
Yeah, isn't Barack going to win that?
Yeah.
Barack's won it. Huckabee came in at 34% for the Republicans. Mitt Romney got 25, apparently. And the next after that is Fred Thompson. I think he got 23 or 20, or I think it was like 19. So that's pretty bad showing for Rudy.
I just can't stand that.
He looks really weird. I don't know. Romney's a weird-looking dude. And yeah, Obama beats out... Hillary, and who else? Edwards. I think Edwards placed second. Hillary placed third. I'm surprised that Edwards has pulled out ahead as he has, but it's still not enough. Edwards basically tied with Hillary. Anyway, we're talking.
Yeah, because we all know that pulling out is ineffective.
It is ineffective. It's not an effective method of birth control. Kids out there, do not practice the pull-out method. Practice the rhythm method. The rhythm method. I have no idea what the rhythm method is. I've heard of it. Milkman, look that up for me if you could on the news line. Get on the wire real quick and give me some information
method.
On the
that
rhythm.
That is there. Yes.
All right,
the rhythm method is a technique where they do the timing of the ovulation, the temperature changes in the body of the female through the prospective time to make the insemination would be at the time of ovulation. So that's the rhythm method.
All right, so that's what the rhythm method is. Apparently, it's when the man and the woman time the ovulations and the temperature. That sounds like a lot of work. You know what? Either you can get pregnant or you can't. Just adopt a kid. There you go. All right.
Just don't use a rubber.
I'm not going to be taking temperatures of my scrotum and wearing boxers on purpose and taking temperatures of my old lady.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Is that what this is all about?
No, I'm not trying to get pregnant. We're not trying to get pregnant. No, you said the pull-out method. I said the rhythm method. Whatever.
Oh,
all right. Well,
I don't understand now.
All right. Well, a slightly reserved Ted is going to call. You're going to call. Call Alberto.
Slightly reserved.
We got Alberto Costa in Roma, Italia. I sent you the number. You see that there, buddy?
Put him on the line.
Well, you're
Roma.
Roma. You're gonna do the international calls, right? And I'll do the domestic ones. That works.
Yeah. You sent me the numbers.
Yes, I did. I sent you the one. Alberto Costa.
Alberto Costa, Via Ufoli, Roma, Italia.
And apparently, all these people that I have speak English, despite the fact that they live in Europe. Europe. Oh, another, David Letterman came back yesterday. As it,
they let him out?
Yeah, man, he has big-ass beard.
He's got a beard. Yeah, he said he's not going to shave his beard until the strike is over. And Jay Leno also came back. Well.
Dude, he looks like Father Time or something.
Well, he's also got a head the size
starting
of
to look like Billy Gibbons.
Yeah, he looks like one of the Billy Gibbons. You got a point, Milkman. Does look like him.
ZZ Top.
No, not ZZ Top. He's not ZZ Top yet. He's getting there, though. He will eventually. He's going to get there. That strike doesn't finish.
Yeah. He looks gnarly.
Pronto?
Pronto, chi parla?
Chi parla?
Questo è Alberto Costa, sì?
Sì, sì.
Sì, buongiorno.
Chi è?
Sono Joe di Napoli. Vuole fare una domanda stasera, o stamattina.
Stamattina?
Mi piace, sì.
Sì.
Quanti volte per giorno si metti il mano in culo?
Ma chi è? Tu chi sei?
Sono Joe di Napoli.
Joe di Napoli di dove?
Quanti volte devo dire questo, eh?
Ma come vai, chiami?
Fammi un gran favore, ok?
Sì, sì.
Dice questo a tua moglie.
No, non lo posso dire.
Perché non posso dire? Dice questo, ok? Cacati
sì.
In mano e prenditi a schiaffi.
Va bene.
This is the FBI. Does anybody on this line speak the English? Hello?
Somebody wants to talk English to you, Alberto.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is the United States of America operator, and I'm tracking a prank caller. Is this person making an obscene call to you, sir?
I don't understand anything.
Is someone making a dirty call to you, sir? I am the United... I am the America.
Lui vuole sapere se tu hai ricevuto una chiamata a... quasi ignorante, quasi...
He said you're kind of ignorant.
Sì, hai ricevuto una chiamata così.
Sì, da te.
He says that he has received a bad call.
Oh, he has received a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell him that I am America, please?
Quest'altro persona sul telefono è,
sì.
È negli Stati Uniti.
Ho capito.
What does that mean?
Lui lavora per FBI.
Ah, bene.
Tell him that we're tracking a dangerous person who makes dirty calls in the morning.
Lui sta cercando per un persona, come si chiama, dangerous?
Dirty.
Dangerous.
Sì, che per tutto la giorno sta chiamando i persone a dire tanti stupidi. Quasi stupidi, sì. Siccome tua
sì.
Mamma corre con un cane lupe, stupido.
Come fai tu?
Io non dire quelle cose a te. He's saying that I make those kind of calls. I don't make those kind of calls.
You see, because we interrupted the man as he was making the calls. But we have suspicion to believe that this is him. If you could tell him, please, that we are wanting to question him in relation to making bad calls to the United States.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
Lui ha detto che tu hai fatto i chiamati cattive.
No, io no. Io mai.
Sì, tu l'hai fatto.
Forse è lo stesso nome, ma un'altra persona.
He's saying that maybe it was somebody with the same name, but a different person.
All right, tell him that we have his social security number on file, and we have proof that it was him.
Lui ha il numero di social security tuo.
All gone.
Il numero... sai, il social security, il numero del governo?
Io non ce l'ho il numero. Che numero è? Numero di telefono.
No. Quello di...
Identification. Identification.
Identificazione. Quello numero.
Io non ce l'ho quel numero. Chi ce l'ha?
He said he doesn't have that number.
Well, he gave it out to the man and dared him. And he said he put on the line, you know, he said that this is me. I am me. To say that. He said, I am me. And I am a dirty person. He said that. He said that.
Dice questo all'altra persona sul telefono e tutto è finito. Io sono la persona che ho fatto i chiamati cattivi.
No, io non sono, no. Io mai fatto chiamate. Non è possibile. Ok?
No, non è vero. Tu è la persona che ho fatto i chiamati cattivi.
No, a chi? Chiamato cattivi?
Chi è tu?
No, io mai fatte, a nessuno. I am very religious. Not possible.
Well, you're very religious.
He's very religious. Can you tell him that it cost this person that he called $28, whatever that is in lira? And
la chiamato che tu hai fatto ieri sera.
Io non ho chiamato nessuno ieri.
La persona che ha ricevuto tua chiamata ha perso 28 euro.
28?
Sì.
Euro, che sono euro?
Euro, i soldi.
Ma io non ho chiamato nessuno. Che chiamate sono? Con internet?
Sì, tu l'hai chiamato con internet e anche con, il telefono regolare.
No, io non ho chiamato nessuno, quindi non è possibile, è un altro codice, un altro nome, un'altra persona. C'è un grosso errore, ok?
He says it's a gross mistake.
A gross error. Mm-hmm. A gross error. All right, tell him that we'll be checking up on him and that advise him.
Tu l'hai fatto cose cattive con mia moglie?
Con tua moglie?
Sì.
Tu c'hai moglie?
Sì, ho tre.
Ah, ho tre mogli, ah.
Tre mogli?
È difficile,
We're going to wrap up. Tell him he needs to call me if he decides to go out of town.
Well, I asked him if he did anything with one of my three wives.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't answer the question.
Oh, he won't answer the question.
Alberto, hai fatto qualcosa con uno di mio tre mogli?
Io penso che questo è un grosso scherzo, vero? Io adesso butto giù, ti saluto e arrivederci. Questo che è una candy camera.
Buongiorno Alberto.
Ciao, arrivederci.
All right. Let him know
this è un gran scherzo. It's a huge joke.
That's a huge joke. Well, tell him he needs to check in with me if he tries to leave town, and I'm gonna go.
He left already?
Okay, that's a great joke. It's a big joke. That was kind of fun.
I salute you guys, and I'm throwing the phone down.
That's what he said. That's funny. Yeah. He saluted us. Well, good. What a beautiful thing. Yeah, I don't know how funny that is to people. I can kind of follow it, because I speak Spanish. A lot of the stuff sounds... Saigon was saying we should call him a carabicho. That was funny. Carabicho. Carabicho, which means literally...
Sometimes, like, even though I can't understand everything, when Jin does the German calls, I can understand a little, and it's somehow, like, really fun.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of fun to kind of guess it. Words. Yeah, well, Saigon said we should have called him in Spanish literally means penis face, which I kind of think it's funny.
You know what I asked him to tell his wife?
No,
I told him, I said, fare questa domanda a tua moglie, make this question to your wife.
Right.
And it was, does she poop in her hand and slap herself in the face with it?
Well, I heard you said something that sounded something like hand and poop. I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah.
So, does she shit?
He's like, no, I can't ask her that.
You can't ask her that. He said he's really religious, too. What a dumbass, that guy.
Well, he's probably like a priest or something, because he's like, I don't have a wife. I can't have a wife. And I thought maybe he was a priest.
Either that or he's a gay. One of the two. I can't have a wife. Well, he's very religious, too, right? He said that.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I think that was a priest.
He's a member of the church.
Oh, man. We're probably calling the Vatican or something. Probably a cardinal.
Padre.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't that good in English. He wasn't.
No. I like to call him back one day and ask him to throw a prayer down. Remember Rocky when he'd run down the street? And they'd go by the priest's house, and he'd be like, hey, throw me down a prayer, hey, yo.
Yeah.
And the guy would be like, hey, in the nome de Patri, di Spirit Santi, whatever, Oh, God, it's good stuff. Drinking some raspberry lemonade, sugar-free. Yeah, man, it was good to talk to you.
Diet black cherry. I thought Hanson's was all about natural stuff, and now they use Splenda.
Yeah, they got the diet black cherry. Aren't they the ones that use sugar cane all the time, cane sugar?
Yeah, and the regular soda, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to try, but I can't. I can't touch sugar at all, but I did notice they have black cherry and they have a regular flavor, too, now that's sugar-free. It's kind of crap, yeah, but they stick to the old original cane sugar. I bet you that tastes good. I heard that...
Dude, that is some good...
stuff we have here, a soda called Brow. It's really
soda.
Good with the real, yeah, with the real
sugar.
With the real sugar.
Yeah, in Puerto Rico, they have a lot of sodas and stuff, and all their candies that are made there. They're all done with like cane sugar. It's really good. Really good stuff. It's not like, you know,
oh, yeah,
the crap you get over here.
Way better than just pure table sugar.
Way better. That's right.
That toast, it has different. Yeah, it has different foods in it. Whole sugars.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Sugar in the raw. I like black. I like, you know, I like black sugar sometimes in my coffee too. Milkman, I'm checking my G Talk. Let's see here. What do we got here?
Like this lemon.
What do we got here? Medford Road. What is this? What are confirmed? These hotels? The Maple Lodge?
These are a couple of confirmed hotels. Yeah,
yes, both are confirmed. They're hotels in my town. They're both confirmed. I rung both of them up just now,
yeah.
and two people answered.
Confirmed.
Both women.
Okay, hang on. I'm sending this to you. I don't know if you want to call these, Ted. These are hotels that are confirmed. You have to dial 011 and 44 and take out the 0. You know how to do that? Yeah. So you on the number?
Torquay.
Torquay. How's it pronounced, guys?
Torquay.
It's Torquay.
Torquay.
Torquay, and the first one.
Where is that?
Yeah, Torquay. Torquay, Devon.
That's in England.
In Devon, UK.
Devon, UK.
Devon. That's like the redneck part. Of it.
It's the redneck, the country, the rural part, right? They're all mean over there.
It's so laid back here. It's great. Honestly, it's so laid back. It's so good.
Laid back, he says over there. Hey, so take out the 0 and add a 01144 to the beginning. You got it. Sounds like you got it.
Who's this? Maple
Lodge.
Well, so I just spoke to him about 5 minutes ago, so they picked up.
All right, we'll see, MD.
Well, this is my day, is it?
I don't think it is, my friend AMD.
Well, I definitely spoke to the people I sent the numbers to Milkman. Right, try the other one, and I'll try and confirm some more.
What's
but that
number?
They definitely picked up, both of them did.
The second one's the same number again? Yeah, I think Milkman just kept sending the same number over and over again. No, he didn't. No, there's a different one there.
I don't even know what it's for, though.
What's the Meatfoot? Is that a pub or what?
Try
is
the
that?
Maple Ash.
What is it?
No, it's hotels.
It's
hotels.
A hotel? Meatfoot
it's
Road Hotel?
Try the 297. Try the Maple Lodge one. Did you get that one?
That's
it's
the one that's not going through.
Starts
that's the one that's
with.
Not going
well,
through. We're going to try the
right, okay. The
Meatfoot Road.
The Meatfoot Road. Is. Yes, Meatfoot Hotel it is.
The Meatfoot Hotel.
The Meatfoot Bay Hotel.
The Meatfoot Hotel.
The Meatfoot Bay Hotel.
The Meatfoot Bay Hotel.
Yeah, Meatfoot Bay.
Meatfoot
yeah, that's
Bay
the one.
Hotel, all right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for a room. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Jack. I'm just traveling into the area and I need a room.
No, I'm sorry. This is a private residence.
Oh, no, but there's an ad here. There's an ad here at Voters Travel Magazine that has your house with the number as a bed and breakfast.
Which travel magazine?
The Voters one, you know? God.
Talkie
I'm
special.
Sorry, I've only been living here 3 months.
Oh, wow, that's a really short time to be putting your house on the market.
I moved here from East Anglia.
From where?
Big East Anglia, out towards the East Coast. Now, did you ring me
about... Oh, you mean New York?
No, England. Essex.
India?
England.
Oh, okay.
Now,
yeah, there's 4 of us, and one of them's a vegetarian. So I hope that's not a problem.
It is a problem. I don't let rooms. I haven't even packed all my stuff yet.
Oh, I see.
My spare bedroom is full of boxes.
You don't like Americans, that's what it is.
Listen, I've traveled to 40-odd states. Two of my best friends are American.
Yeah.
They live in Central Florida. They lived in Wisconsin. Been across Canada with them. Been all up the East Coast as far as Maine.
Well, you know what they say. You have
what?
To really know someone to hate them. So.
I know them, and I love her dearly. And she's been over here and spent New
I
Year with
all,
me.
I think it's all a ruse. I think it is.
What is?
You left the United States just with a sense of disgust in the pit of your stomach, and now you won't let Americans stay in your hotel.
I don't have a hotel. Honestly, I've got a two-bedroom apartment.
Well, what's the other one being used for?
Full of boxes, because I've only just moved here.
Well, I can...
Full of boxes of books and things like that.
Oh. Yeah, I still think you're putting me on. Is there another hotel in the area?
I have no idea. I don't know the area. At 5:30 in the morning, it's not... You rang me earlier.
No, I didn't.
Well, somebody rang me at 5:36.
What did they say?
There was no answer. The number was withheld.
Oh.
Where in the States do you come from?
That's your MD.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Where in the States do you come from?
Oh, I come from Chicago, Illinois.
I've been to Chicago.
You have?
Oh, my friend's husband, we took his ashes back there.
Wow, you're quite the world traveler, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
And my ex-husband was a captain in the Merchant Navy, the Canadian Pacific Shipping, and I traveled with him a lot.
So where do you get all this money to travel around? I drive down the street to buy groceries, and I'm broke. I mean, that's the extent of...
Well, I'm very lucky, because my friend somewhere has paid for me to go over to America, and then we camp.
Well,
because camping in America and Canada is one of the best ways of having a holiday.
Now I get it. You won't even stay in our hotels over here.
Pardon?
No, it's all making sense to me now, the whole thing. Like, you come to our country, you won't stay in our hotels... And then I call from the United States to stay in your hotel, and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm not a hotel. I don't have a room.
I'm not a hotel, for God's sake. Let me just move here. I've got my son lives up the road. I'm crippled with arthritis. I'm legally blind, which is why I moved down to bring the air to them.
I see.
I don't
so
think
you're not
you
a
do.
Hotel. So you're not a hotel.
I'm not a hotel. I'm a two-bedroom apartment.
I see.
I've not unpacked all my stuff yet.
Wow.
And why are you ringing me up so early in the morning?
Well, hotels are open all night, you know.
Sorry. And what, can you tell me the name of the magazine which had my, this is not a hotel, it is an apartment.
It's the Fodor's Travel Guide. And it said your address there on Meet Fodor.
What is the address? This is not Meatford Road. This is...
You don't even know what road... See, now I know you're lying.
I said I just moved here.
I'm sorry. That's
fake.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be pushy.
This is... Thomas Gardens Road.
It is?
Yes.
Then the magazine is wrong.
I think you should contact them and tell them.
Yeah, before you get more calls like this.
You're the only call I've had like this. I've been here almost 3 months.
Oh, I see. So, yeah. Hmm. All righty, then. Well, I'll make sure, you know, to call them up and tell them there's been a really big mistake here.
I think you should contact... You're looking for someone to... Meatford Road. I know where Meatford Road is, but I don't know the hotel. There's a bed and breakfast there. I know that. I don't know because I'm not been in there. But once somebody was telling me about places, but I think you should contact maybe the
You sound very upset. Are you okay?
I'm not well. I'm in a lot of pain, and it takes me a lot of time getting up to sleep. I'm on very strong painkillers. And I don't like being woke up early in the morning with this.
Yeah.
Because I can't get back up. I think you have to sleep till 3 o'clock.
You know what? I think we should really band together and go after the people who wrote this in the Voters magazine.
Voters, it's called, is it?
Voters.
How do you spell it?
F-O-D-O-R-S.
F-O-D-E-R-S.
Yeah, it's, the authors are out of China.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can't trust those Chinese with anything, honestly.
No.
No. See, you agree with me, see? We
One thing I remember about, Chicago was a wonderful, well, food store.
Really?
Lots of food, big food stores. There's one especially, it's not Trader Vic's, but it's something like that.
Trader Joe's?
Food. Pardon?
Trader Joe's?
Probably. Yes, that's food from all over the world.
Hmm.
My friend Sally, they live in, well, Charlie died, as I say, we took his ashes back there and staying with friends at, where is it? Cincinnati, near Cincinnati, on the way up. And Sally's the driver.
What kind of car does she drive?
Well,
you said she was a driver. What kind of car?
Different cars. We had a truck once when we went across Canada into Alaska.
Did she ever drive a hybrid?
I don't know what a hybrid is.
You don't know what a hybrid is? It's a gasoline electric hybrid. Saves
gas. Oh, no, I don't think so. Yeah, because...
You should tell her to, because she's ruining the environment.
Yes, okay.
Make sure she gets that message.
Hey, everybody, this is Carlito. We're back on the air. Prank calls in progress.
In South
on the banks of the Whistler Coochie River.
Come on, people now. Be good people now. Drive hybrid. Be hybrid driving people now.
Where are you staying now, Jack?
What?
Where are you staying now?
I said I'm in Chicago.
You're ringing me from Chicago?
Yes. Actually, I'm on my way to Iron Forge right now, but, yeah.
To where?
Iron Forge. It's right next to Thessalmar and Loch Modan.
I don't know that area.
You don't know that? Yeah, I don't either. There's a lot of high-level characters there that might kill me.
Are you paranoid?
Mike, Heist, come on.
Yes.
Why do you ask that?
Because you said there's a lot of characters there that might kill you. I don't think that.
There's a lot of people who might do things to me. I mean, I am very...
You got that anywhere.
I'm not paranoid. I'm cautious.
Do you carry pepper spray?
Well, no, but I carry lots of pills. As a matter of fact, I need to take some now. Right now, I just took a couple of Xanax.
What?
Xanax?
Never heard of them. I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, it's anti-anxiety medication. You don't know what Xanax is?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I also take Celexa, Lexapro, Trazodone, and what else do I take? I don't know. I just shove them all in my mouth and see what happens.
Well, I take a lot of medication also for my arthritis.
I take more than you do, I'm betting you.
I take Cerebrex. I take Seroxine.
Why do you think medications have all these, like, really, these names that make you sound like Celebrex, for example?
Celebrex is for my arthritis.
Well, I know, but why does it give the name Celebrex? Like, what's there to celebrate?
Cerebrex.
Celebrex. No.
All right,
let's get to the rhetorical level here. Celebrex. Why do you think they called it Celebrex?
It's not cel. It's C-E-R.
Celebrex.
Cel. C-E-R. E-B-O. C-E-R-E-X.
Cerebrex.
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 Well,
it's pronounced Cerebrex over here.
Is it for your brain? Cerebrex?
No, it's for my arthritis. I had a bone removed from each hand because of arthritis, and I'm waiting to have a knee replacement.
My goodness.
I got arthritis in both my knees, and I got it in my back. I said, I'm in pain, and...
Well, I'm very sorry to have troubled you, yes.
Yes, well, you better get in... This is not Meatfoot Road.
I've got it, and I will let others know that this is not Meatfoot Road.
Well, no, it's not. It's Tollwood Gardens Road. I overlook public gardens. In Tokyo.
Yeah, the people who write these guides just can't be trusted.
No, quite right.
I mean, everything's done in China now, so.
Oh, God. It's the same here. If you ring up inquiries, we get through to Delhi or Bombay.
To Bombay?
Yeah.
I had a problem with my computer the other day, and the person came on and said, "Hello, mister. How am I helping you?" And I was like,
oh.
How are you helping me? We haven't even got started. You know what I mean?
Now, what is your job?
What is he what?
What is your work? Your work.
My work or his work?
Yours. Yours.
Oh, mine? I work as a, I don't know if I should tell you this, kind of secret job.
Oh, God.
I work as a cashier at Long's Drugs.
A cashier? What did you say about drugs?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
People give me money and I check them out. It's a really important job. At least that's what my boss told me. He said it was the most important job in the whole store. And I'm not supposed to tell anybody that he trusted me with this very important job.
Well, I've forgotten it already.
That's a what?
I've forgotten it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This medication about
it. All right. I don't want to bother you any longer. So.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
back to bed.
I'm in bed.
Okay.
You see, the time here is only about 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that would make me an inconsiderate caller. I understand that.
Extremely. Now, good night.
Good night to you.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ, that lady. That lady is insane.
Why do I always get those people?
That lady was just...
I always get, like, the blind...
God.
Death. You know, like, cripple old lady. Why do
I don't know what that was about. That was funny, though, man. I liked it. That lady's funny. Oh, she says she has friends in Central Florida. That's where I live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll have to get her on the show one day. That's funny.
Why do I always, like, one
I don't know.
Get stuck talking to this old lady for, like, 2 hours because she was so lonely and so depressed that I felt so bad that I just, like, and she thought I was this person that she knew. And she just started telling me all this stuff. And first of all, in the beginning, I kind of went along with it.
Yeah.
And then I got in too deep, so I had to stay on the phone.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's funny. Anyway, man, that was funny. Yeah, I lost internet, like, right in the middle of that call. So,
oh,
yeah, everything went down. I was able to recover it, though.
Hmm.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Whatever, man, whatever. I don't know. When I had to restart, I power-cycled the modem and the router completely. Luckily, it was a long call.
Yeah, I wasn't recording it, so probably whatever you didn't catch.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe a 10-second window where I had to restart things and might not have recorded, unfortunately. That's fine, though. Not a big deal. It was a good call, though, man. That lady's insane.
I know, I just, like, are you paranoid?
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, she like, got into the argument about Celebrex. Like, no, Cerebrex. Cerebrex. That's funny.
No, Cerebrex.
Cerebrex.
If you're a registered nurse, you don't know what Xanax is.
Yeah, I know. Dumbass. All right, man. No,
That's funny. That's funny. I think I'm ending the show, man. I'm getting tired. It's 1 o'clock. Out of gas. That was fun. That was fun. But was that a long? Was that a wrong number? I'm guessing, because I don't think that was nothing like you were trying to get a hotel.
Hey, I sent you a note about making you a TeamSpeak admin. I already did it for Milkman, so you need to send me what you want. Your
All I forgot how to register. I know you do self, right? Isn't it something like self, and you do something? Channel commander. I don't know. Yeah. But I'll do it. I'll do it, man. Cool. All right. Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling. That was a fun call, man. Ted, I'm gonna wrap it up. Go back to the computer machine, all right?
Yeah, I'll be on my computer machine.
The computer machine. I'll see you. All right.
That was fun. Woo-hoo-hoo. That was fun. All right, everybody, we're done. We're having a good time. Milkman, let me take off a mute now that I can see you. It's kind of weird seeing you doing the show. Jesus Christ, it's Milkman. All right, Milkman, we've had a fun night tonight. AMD, of course, you too. Thank you for that number. I think we missed out the number, but it was still fun. Good work.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good in the hood. And Ted, of course, did a good job with that last prank. That was funny.
Yeah, man. It was still streaming. When I came back on the stream before you came up, I still heard it.
Yeah, no, we lost internet in the middle of that call. I was about to go back on Syndicate, but unfortunately, I'm ending the show now anyway, so it's all good. So, yeah, we're out of here. Milkman, take us out of here, goddammit. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm over.
Damn it, son.
Goodbye.
Yo, man. Oh, nice. All kinds of participation, some longtime friends of the Mad House joined us. I'd like to thank a lot of special guests. Welcome back. The Warrior, he's back.
All right, Milkman, you sound like
and
shit.
He's back.
You're chopping all over the place. You're chopping. Your audio's all
well,
chopping.
Well, maybe I'm talking. How about that?
There you go. That's yeah, better.
I'm older than the chef, Milkman.
If I talk too loud, then you can't hear me. So let's try it again. How about that? I'd like to thank all of our special guests. We had a great crowd tonight. Welcome back to AMD. Excellent, excellent participation there. Great contribution. Thank you so much, mate, for coming back. Reclude, thanks so much for joining us and some great calls. Reclude always. Great,
yes,
great
always
stuff, man.
Reclude.
Ted West. Yeah, drive through the computer with a darn hand release. Welcome back. Ted Webb, thank you so much for what you do, man. This wonderful server here. We can all get together. The Madhouse party we're in Vegas. Hey, man, glad to have you along. Warrior, welcome back.
Hello, Warrior.
Happy New Year to our friend. Yeah, Warrior. Also, welcome to Frank, new guy. Don't know very well, but I'd like to say thank you for coming along and participating in our show. We had a few other people here. Hey, this is a loser, man. Freaking man out here. He's crazy pranks. God loves to love some wonderful members out there. Shout out to Jen and all the hot birds over there at laying there up in AMD's pad. Lucky bastard. Hey, shout out to my girls. She's got the sweetest kisses this side of the Mississippi and this side of planet Earth. Yeah. Hey, I'd like to give you thanks also to Fall, MST3 Clay, Game Dream, Brandon Bay, Don, all the friends here that joined us, and anybody that may still be listening over there at Syndicate Radio. Thanks a lot for joining in. Also, all of our friends on Talk Radio. Hey, thanks a lot, and we hope you enjoy it. Also, I'd like to especially thank all of you out there listening, our listeners. You know what? It's all about you. We do this every week. We pay so that you can have the most interactive entertainment on internet right here in the Madhouse.
Yeah.
And tune everybody. We've got some great stuff coming up for you this year. 100% improvement, guaranteed. A lot more great guests. A lot of fun out there to be had. So do not miss your regular dose of Thursday night fun right here in the Madhouse. Baby, I also like to especially thank our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, the little militia, Carlito Hermano. God knows what we'll do without you to keep an eye on our face. several people this week and several last year. Thank you so much, Carlito, my brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, straight up. I just told him, hermano. We got a slackers out here. They're looking for detention. They need you to come and give us 25 right now.
Yeah, Milkman, you know what?
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us.
Milkman, you know what? The second that you stopped your video on Stickcam, you stopped chopping as much. Your bandwidth over there isn't too good.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but you're going to be in the States in about a week.
I found a new lesson.
You're going to be in the States in about a week or two, right? So, at that point, you should have more reliable internet.
Approximately a week, I'll be joining. Yeah, I'll be joining from the state side. I'll be back out on Western Tour, the Far West Tour. Look for me in parts of California, the mid parts of California. All my friends out there in California. Stay in touch with your old buddy, Old Milkman, because I may be in a town very soon.
Stay tuned,
Matt, for more great innovations right here with our crazy, fearless leader, Hermano Arlito. Back to you, big brother.
Hey, thanks, Milkman. Thank you, everybody. Lonesome Loser, especially everybody who called in. Nobody called in. Rec Boot called in. And Ted called in. No Jonathan tonight. And, unfortunately, there was some confusion with the syndicate. That sucks. Whatever. Who fucking cares? All right, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it.
Next time.
Fuck it. So, is Fart Steam... Fart Steam is back, but on some different station. Does anybody even care? Seriously? I mean, whatever. Anybody listen to that?
Well, he said that he stopped it, and then he brought it back after 4 days of saying that he didn't want to run it anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah, because his news story that I read was that server room is too unreliable, that it sucked. I've been with server room for months now, and I've never had one problem with their service at all. I've never had any issues with my stream on server room, except if it's been for my own fault. So, I don't know, whatever.
He told me he didn't want to run a network. That's what he told me. So I guess he changed his mind.
He's just looking for attention. The more he does that, the more he whittles away, and the more systems slip through his fingers. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, life sucks. Life sucks, man.
It does, but...
Who's that, Corey?
Marcus has moved out on Christmas Day, but I don't care.
Oh, hey, AMD. Hello? What happened to the two women over there? They fall asleep on you, they leave.
Nah, they left a little while ago, but like I say, thinking about life is always good. My missus moved out Christmas Day, but I've got two other birds that was in my bed earlier, so it's always good, mate. Always good.
So did you get any, or did you just sit there and giggle all night?
Well, I couldn't really do anything with the run of them, but I've had some off the other day anyway, so that's all good. So she's coming back tomorrow, and her mate is as well. So, hopes for good things.
Go for a threesome, man. Those are fun. Every guy should do that at least once.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Ted's done a threesome before. Milkman hasn't. But Ted has. I have. A few.
Wait a minute, Shane. You don't know.
Milkman had a threesome 70s. With two guys, probably. Milkman had a threesome with another guy and another girl. That's nasty. You know, I would never.
Before he was born,
Gary Coleman and Webster. Ooh, that's nasty. I got a thing for little black guys.
Dude, I had a three-way in high school.
Eesh.
You're making.
A quick roundtable, as nasty as it may be, and you can abstain if you want. Would you be involved in a threesome if it involved a woman and a guy, not just two women? Milkman, you first. What's your vote?
Nine.
Ted, what's your vote?
No, that's actually really gay.
That is. Yeah, you can get too close. AMD, would you do it?
No, it has to be two women. I can't even have a piss if another guy stood next to me in the urinal.
In the urinal. Urinal. You British queers are funny. And the warrior, what about you? Would you do it?
No, I would not.
And Corey? Yes, I would. Oh, yeah, Corey would. All right, so Corey gets a gold star for doing it.
Yeah, right. Fuck you. Hi.
All right, Corey, yeah.
Hi, what the hell?
You dirty little monkey.
You hold on to my hand, though.
You. What are you talking about, God? Yeah. Okay, Ted Webb did not even know about the chest, okay?
All right.
That was funny.
Hey, why not?
I'm fabulous.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. Thank you very much for having fun with us.
Making fun of me because I didn't know about titty fucking.
Who doesn't know about titty fucking? I do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Ted doesn't know the dogfish that a girl can take it.
Yeah.
Come on, meet me dead now. I did try it in the ear.
In the ear? Eesh. Hey, man. That's I can't talk about. There's something that happened to me recently about that. I'm just not gonna bring it up. Let's not go there. we're gonna have a good night. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
And thank you so much, Corey from PCU, man. Thank you, Corey from PCU.
PCU and KDK Talk.
Yeah.
Maybe in bed now. This is now.
Jump on it, sweet. This is Tibby. It's gonna be me, Ted, Milkman, and Sweet Kisses tonight in bed together.
Ooh, what a party!
Here's audio of that right now. Listen.
What about me?
No, not you.
Oh, I'm up in the chair now.
You're uncut. We don't like that.
Yeah, not my voice is
scared.
He's uncut. What, he's uncircumcised?
Yeah.
You know what? I went on even
online with you. Listen to me. Elsa, what's going on? Elsa?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Belle. How is it? How is it doing? This is Belle.
Belle?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know the name Belle.
Do you guys take Amex? Yeah? You have a very soft voice.
What's this?
You have a very soft voice, though, right? I mean, this is Val Clemente.
Oh, okay. How may I help you?
Well, I just want to... You got a really soft voice. It's very soft. Oh, yeah. I don't even want to put a T at the end of it. It's so soft. Do you have big teeth? Would you consider them big, or...
Regular size?
Regular size?
Yep.
Are the front two like chiclets, or they're smaller? They're not bigger than the other ones, right?
Mm-mm.
I like that. That's nice. I like that. Is your tongue pinkish or reddish?
How may I help you?
No, it's just your voice. I wanted to make an order for a machine, but then I heard your... I mean, because the soft, soft, soft voice... I'm just thinking, you know, you do it to me, you know?
Okay, is there...
Like, I know it's inappropriate. I know you're at work and it's kind of inappropriate, but I thought maybe... I don't know. I could take you out, you know? You like sushis?
Is there any way I could help
Yes, you? Listen, I have this great recipe for sushi. You want to hear it? All right, here it is. I farted on the phone. That is my recipe for sushi.
Good for you. Is there any way I can help you out?
You can call me Poppy in that soft voice of yours.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
All right, bye, Sophie.
So soft.
She's so soft.
I don't know, I just decided to do a prank call. What the hell? That was fun. Who else can we call? Let's see. We've got Fanny's Bar in Spring Valley, California, coming right up. It's like the show never ended.
What I tell you, I'll expect more good things from the mad out there. You're in the butter room.
Wait a sec. These are live prank calls, or this is a show over?
This is a live recording prank call.
Oh.
Corey, you have no idea what I was talking about, huh?
No, I don't.
Corey, we're going to interview you next, all right?
Okay.
Get ready.
Hello, Fanny's.
Fanny's.
Hello?
Is it Fanny's?
This is Fanny's.
Hey, Fanny, how you doing?
Who are you looking for?
I'm calling the bar. Is this Fanny?
This is Fanny's.
Okay, yeah, Fanny, I'm not looking for you. I was looking for someone who works at the bar.
Who are you looking for?
Someone who works at the fucking bar. Hello? Why did I have to curse? Why do I always have to curse, right? Why do I always mess it up? I'll call her back later.
All right, Corey, seriously, where are you from, man? I want answers right now.
Canada.
No, seriously, where'd you come from? You said I knew you from PCU. What's that all about? What'd you do at PCU?
Okay, Ted Webb remembers me, right?
I know.
He remembers me.
I think I've heard of Ted Webb.
He's a kid who's been around PCU. He's a prank caller from way back in the day.
Oh, man. Well, that's good, Corey. Yeah. And you're in Canada? You're in Vancouver? Where are you at, man?
Sorry, I'm playing too much WoW. I can't hear that question. What do you want to say?
You're playing WoW, too. Hey, man, what kind of music are you into? You like the emo music? You like the rap music?
I like the rock, the good stuff.
You don't like the rap music?
The rock.
Hey, man, this
not
is...
Rap,
look,
crap.
This is rap music. This is the rap music. Whose phone is that? Milkman? Oh, Sweet Kisses. Let's hear Sweet Kisses, Milkman. Come on. I wonder what is a Milkman and Sweet Kisses do in bed every Thursday night.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, we're still on. Carly, so say hi to Carlito. He's in the air right now.
Oh.
Say hello to him. He can hear you.
Hi, Carlito.
Hey, what's going on there, lady?
He's saying, hey, what's going on there, lady?
Hey, Milkman, you two go have phone sex, all right? It's okay.
On the stream.
Go ahead and go. You two have your talk.
All right, man. I'm already getting hot and heavy right here, okay?
All
right. Watch the camera, everybody.
All right, bye.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to mute it.
Bye. All right.
Go on with the interview.
Milkman's going to do stuff. I'm done the interview. Corey's a bad interview. Corey, you get a poor for your interview. It was a poor interview. I'm sorry.
I'm playing WoW. She doesn't listen to you.
Yeah,
come
he's...
Come on, man. I'm in Battlegrounds right now.
What's your character's name? What's your whatever, your toon's name, whatever you guys call it. What's it called?
My character's name is Ancestor.
And what is he exactly? What is he, a blood elf? What do you got there?
I am a human mage.
Human mage, and you're level 70.
Yeah, with 100 days playtime.
Wow.
Actually more than that, but I don't really want to calculate.
So you went up to level 70 in 100 days time? That sounds like it's pretty... That's like a lot of gaming.
No, not that long.
No.
But that's how long I've been playing, like, on the character.
Okay. Well, good. Okay.
Well, you need to meet me on Medal of Honor.
And what server are you on?
Dune Mall, which Ted Webb better join.
Yeah, Ted, you gotta join that server, man. Don't be a dude.
Fuck you, I'm all about the Paranold, baby.
I'm going to have to get this stupid game. I'm going to have to break down and get it, you fucking nerds. All you nerds out there. How many people play WoW out there? We're going to get Milkman on WoW. We're going to have a Madhouse clan on WoW.
There's 9 million people playing WoW.
There's what?
I got
what
a 64 made.
9
million.
Well, I know that. I know there's a lot of people that play it, but I'm saying how many listeners out
hey,
there listen.
Hey, Carlito, I have 2 accounts. I'll give you one if you want.
Hey, yeah, heck yeah, I'll install it. I'll just download and install the program then. That's cool.
Yeah, okay.
How can I just download it without buying it? And you said all you have to do is pay for the account, right? Isn't that the deal? Can I just...
Yeah, but I have the account. I'll just let you use it, like, I'm down.
Yeah, well, cool, that's cool, man. Appreciate that, I'll do that, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, hey, look...
Everyone needs a PS3.
Yeah. PS3's, you know, I would not want to buy a PS3. I don't want to buy a Wii either. That's too much work. Let's get an Xbox 360.
Hey, have you guys seen the...
I hate Wiis.
Have you guys seen the Doom 3 computer case?
No, can't say I have. What's it? It's got lights on it? What's the deal?
Oh, it's the sickest thing ever. I'm going to put it in my comment.
Yeah, Dell came up with a World of Warcraft laptop. It's so nerd.
Ooh, it's a laptop.
I was gonna buy that, but it's too much money. It's $5,000.
Is it a decent gaming machine though?
And it doesn't even have any impressive specs. It just has a physics card.
I was gonna ask. I mean, if they're gonna do that, then they need to boost it up with a nice graphics card at least. You know, put some. You know, make it a nice.
They just painted World of Warcraft. I have no life on it.
That's the point. I have no life. World of Warcraft: I have no life. That's what that should. That's what the next expansion should be called for World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft, I have no life. That's the next expansion for WoW right there.
Sorry to interrupt, guys.
Yes.
I'm off to bed now. It's been a pleasure tonight.
Hey.
Always a pleasure, guys. Always good fun.
Alright.
Good fun. Well, like I said, I've been offline for a little while, but I will be back on all the time anyway. So you guys have a good night.
Hey, AMD, man, I'm sorry that I snapped at you, man. But thank you for being on. I'm sorry, I snapped at you earlier. I feel bad. You know, I feel bad, but...
I didn't even realize.
I did. Hey, I feel bad.
I'm a Welsh man. I always get the mick taken at me. It's fine, honestly.
The mick.
Right, guys, I'm Carly Oak, Milkman. We got Brandon, Vegas, everybody else, the Warrior and all that, Corey, and Ted. I'll catch you all guys later. I'm going to have a sleep now because I'm so bloody tired.
All right, man.
Yeah,
get some sleep.
Go put it to those English women for us.
Yeah, go mac it to the
right
British women.
See you later, guys.
All right, cheerio, buddy.
No worries.
All right.
See you later, mate.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Man. All right, mate. All right, mate. Mate. Man, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear the British call that we did earlier.
Don't forget to register and he speak for you, go.
Too late, he went. Ha, ha, ha. No register.
For you.
Too late. You stupid, stupid limey. You forgot. Yeah, so we're having fun here. That was Jen Stewart. He's gone. We should have just told everybody that...
No.
We should have told everybody that AMD was Jen Stewart. See if they noticed. That'd be funny. Our American listeners probably wouldn't. They're so... dense.
You hate it.
I know. What's up, Tuck? Tuck is back. Tuck, baby, Tuck. What's up, baby? Tuck, we're doing like an after show. We're just hanging out. We stopped the outro.
Did you come see that case?
I'm not going to see that case. I don't have... Send me a link to... Dell's paying... Dell's doing...
I texted it to you.
To me? Where? Where exactly?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, I see. Okay, in TeamSpeak. All right, hang on. Hang on, I'm opening it now. I'll let you know what I think in a second. Here we go. Are you kidding me? That?
And it wasn't even a... Yeah, but it has smoke coming down the side.
That's a freaking laptop? Seriously? What is that?
No, that's smoke a computer case.
Oh, obviously. That's a case.
Yeah, it actually does. And that some guy craft made it for, like, some fan club thing.
That's weird. That's too much, man. That's not even a computer at that point. That's a fucking love box or something. What is that about? That is... No. It looks like a miniaturized party float, you know? Like, you have that in, like, some kind of Rose Day Parade or something. Jeez. That's funny. MST3 Clay said he thought that was Jen the whole time. Thought AMD was Jen. You crazy American. You think they all sound the same. You know. Oh, those British, they all sound the same. How racist of you, MST3 Clay. How dare you? How dare you? Alright. How about we do another prank call? Alright, I like that idea.
Hey, what's your number? I'll call into the show and we can do something.
What do you expect we do? Why is there someone... Hang on. There's a source of noise from outside. I don't know what's going on. What do you expect we're gonna do? We're gonna hang out. Are you gonna do a prank call, kid? Hello.
Oh, I'm
probably being attacked by some gnolls right now.
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting attacked by damn trees. Okay, I died. Fuck. Okay, yeah. So, Jim Stewart, he heard one of my calls. It's pretty good. Ted Webb heard it. It's pretty good. He said.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. Some telemarketer called me.
Hey, and you son of a bitch, what are you doing? You fucking bastard. You son of a bitch. Get the fuck out. Get out.
This fucking cat of mine stuck his face in my pizza box and ate about a third of one of my slices, that bastard. Oh, I would. If I was a bad parent right now, I'll tell you what I would do. Tie Ken his tail.
Hey, man, I witnessed today some kid getting beat over by TeamSpeak. It was pretty funny.
Getting beat? Like in the game getting beat? Or like his mom was beating him?
No, like in real life. Like in his dad, I got him to go to Two Girls, One Cup. And his dad started like just screaming at him and stuff like that. It was really funny.
Oh, God. Two girls, one cup is bad, too.
I still have not gone to that site. I just heard what it was about, and I just... No way.
You know, Ted...
Hey, have you seen the Pain Olympics?
The Pain Olympics is fake. That's been proven that it's fake. But, Ted, you know, what you're saying about Two Girls, One Cup... For several weeks, I did the same thing. I refused to go see that because I was like, uh-uh. And I had to see it finally. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as everyone made it out to be. You should check it out, man. You got to do it. You got to experience that.
Yeah, and I puked. And then I tied up my brother. And, I tied up my brother's friend or whatever. And
uh-huh.
I forced him to watch it over and over and over again.
You tied him up, huh? All right, cool. Ted, watch it, all right? Don't be a girl. Watch
pretty
it.
Funny.
You're not gay for watching it. Just don't be a girl. You got to do it. And the Pain Olympics thing, I've seen that. That freaked me out the first time I saw it.
Tub Girl was another thing that totally fucked me over.
Yeah,
just looking at that. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, Tub Girl did fuck me up when I saw that. But the Pain Olympics, I saw the first, like, 5 seconds of it. And I said, no thanks. And I never watched any more of it. But then I did actually see on YouTube later on, I saw where it was disproven. They showed how it was faked, and they showed the story, how it got faked and all that. That I watched, but I've never gone back to see it. But yeah, but Two Girls, One Cup, watch it, Ted. Come on, watch it live in the air. We'll get your reaction. Why don't you do that now? We'd like to hear your reaction. Come on, man. Do it!
Yeah, I when they were puking into each other's mouths, I kind of puked.
All right, Corey, you're going to ruin it. Ted, you're going to do it live on the air. You're going to give us your reaction or not?
Yes, I'm going to give you my reaction. I'll do it now.
Oh, my God. Here we go, everybody. This is going to be fun here. TwoGirlsOneCup.com. Let us know when it starts, Ted.
It says, warning, do not watch.
No, I guess you can't watch it then.
I think I watched that when I was 15 for the first time.
Oof. Yeah, that would screw me up if I saw it at 15. Is it going yet, Ted?
No.
Oh, it's some fag telling me not to watch it.
Oh, God. Well, someone sent in the right link to it. You got to get the right thing. I don't even know what the website is. I think it's twogirlsonecup.com. Well, the number two, though. I don't know.
Yep, that's correct.
There.
The Warrior has it. I know he does. He loves that site. I sent it to Milkman. I sent it to you after I saw it. I remember that. Milkman didn't even flinch. He's like, oh, yeah. That was great. That is great.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Describe it to us as you're watching it, too.
MFX 1209, www. Okay, there's a white girl and a black girl.
Yeah.
Messing with each other. Oh my God, one just pooped into a cup.
It looks like ice cream coming out, doesn't it? Like soft serve?
Oh my God, and they're eating it. That is fucking Okay. That's it.
Come on. Wow.
Whose poop looks like that?
I really think that's fake. It comes out like some kind of weird ice cream. I really don't think that's real. It looks like Play-Doh.
I think that was injected in there. Like,
yeah.
Somebody pushed that up there.
Yeah, it looks like you mixed all the Play-Doh. You know whenever you mix a lot of Play-Doh colors together and it would get that weird color? Like that brownish kind of deal? That's what it looks like.
I don't understand who could be paid enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see where they puked in each other's mouths? Now that's some scat.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's what they did. When I saw that part, I was like, oh, and I turned it off. I didn't get to the end of it. I actually saw when they started puking the shit out of the one girl's mouth to the other ones, I was like, ooh. Ooh, no, thank you, no.
Scary stuff, eh?
Scary shit, yeah, no, that's, yeah, I was like,
Everybody wishes that their daughters do that one day.
Yeah, I bet they do. Ted, hey, Ted, I didn't mean to, you know, put you under pressure to do that, you know? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not a bad influence, am I? Please don't say that.
Okay, I won't say it.
All right, good. Yeah, all right. Now I'm really leaving. This is the end of the show, everybody. There's not going to be any outro. This is going to be an abrupt end to the Madhouse show. This has been a special presentation of Madhouse Radio.
Download WoW when you're, going bed or whatever. So I can give you my account in the morning.
Yeah, get with me. Are you on AOL? Do you know my name on there, sir?
MSN, you got my my MSN. I send you numbers all the time.
Oh, you do? Well, send me a message there now, because I got 1,000 people on there. I don't know for sure who you are. I got tons and tons of people. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Good night. Thank you very much for listening.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.